award-winning Wake Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this sound? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this sound?
Tonight. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below made.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609, that would be the fax. We have all kinds of things that are going on in the St. Louis area. We have all kinds of things that are going on in the state of Missouri. We have all kinds of things that are going on in this country. We have all kinds of things that are going on all over this country. And I want to start small, and I want to work my way to the larger issues. I think that this is all going to tie into the so-called apology that is going to be engaged in today, amidst much pomp and amidst much circumstance. I think that we have two interesting situations going on simultaneously. That cancel one another out, that speak to where we are as a country. On the one hand, in Philadelphia, Mississippi, I think it is, or Pennsylvania, Mississippi, a trial is going on. Today is the first day of the head of the Ku Klux Klan, who was acquitted by an all-white jury some 30-something, nearly 40 years ago, of planning the murder, the terrorist act, against civil rights workers in Mississippi. He was acquitted, or not acquitted, there was a hung jury, because jurors didn't want to convict him because he was a preacher. And at the same time, we have, in this moment of time, we have this amazing point that the United States Senate is, and the United States Congress is going to, and I haven't read the language yet. The language, as far as I know, has not been released. I'm certain I will have it. But the theory is that there will be an apology from this government for over 200 attempts to pass, and I want to underscore this, a law. Now, this is we live in a country that has rarely missed an opportunity to create a new murder law. I mean, it used to be a death penalty case for rape. Yet 200 times, 200 pieces of legislation went to our good Congress, and they said no to an anti-lynching bill. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? They got some stinky stuff. Our Congress said, after at the same time that there were laws on the books to execute people for rape, where nobody was killed. Understand this? I'm in a rape, people are not killed. When people are killed, it's called murder. But yet and still, there were laws on the books that people could be executed for rape. But our Congress could not find it within themselves to pass legislation to say that it is a federal crime to snatch somebody out of their home, kidnapping, take them to a tree, shoot them, burn them, hang them, and celebrate that. I mean, look at all of the co-conspirators in the lynching of African people, the terrorist act of lynching African people. Do you know that there were excursion trips, train here in Missouri? Parents packed their children up on train rides to take excursions to Missouri to watch a lynching. I bet you they'd find some crime to charge you or me with if we took out our patio chairs, got our kids out of school, to watch somebody being gunned down in the middle of the street, I guarantee you they'd find something to charge you with. I guarantee you. So our good government could not find it within themselves to find a reason, even though 200 pieces of legislation were introduced to say no to people lynching people of African descent. Now there's going to be, like I said, pomp. There's going to be circumstance. There's going to be all kinds of huge language, big, broad language, saying we are taking a step towards healing on the same day that we're just now getting around to a trial for a guy that planned the murders of civil rights workers from almost 40 years ago. We're taking giant steps. We're taking steps. We're engaged in movement. I don't think so. An apology. Here's the thing. You know who I want an apology from? Jesse Helms. I want an apology from the Attorney General's son of Strom Thurmond. I want an apology from the families of the legislators that said, the Southern legislators and Northern sympathizers who said no to this. That's who there should be an apology from. Strom Thurmond hasn't apologized for his behavior. Never apologized for his behavior. Jesse Helms ain't ashamed of nothing. An apology. It sounds to me like more like pandering. And there are those of you that are saying to yourselves, you know, well, when is enough enough? When is an apology enough? When it's sincere, when it is meaningful, when the next step is engaging in behavior to change, to right the wrong that was committed. What is this government, what has this government, what will this government do to right the wrongs that lynching caused? 5,000 people reported, 5,000 people. And I just want, again, I just want you to feel this. When they were looking for the three young men, civil rights workers that were snatched up and killed in Mississippi almost 40 years ago. You know, they drug the river for them. They didn't find their remains, but they found three other bodies of African men that they couldn't identify who had been murdered. Ain't that something? What has been done to right the wrong committed against those unnamed African bodies floating in that river? Black people were killed so casually and easily and consistently that when they were digging for the bodies of three other people, they came across other black bodies. That's just the rivers were choked with the flesh and bones of people of African descent. What good does an apology do today? Four five four. 0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. I heard a reporter this morning comparing this apology for not drafting an anti-lynching bill. Y'all should be too ashamed to even say that. But I heard a reporter, and this is what concerns me about how the history is told. I heard a reporter in the wee hours of this morning, a reporter of Asian descent, saying that, well, there was an apology to Japanese people. There have been apologies to Jewish people. And now we're going to have an apology for people of African descent, huh? Huh? Look how long it has taken for this government to even pretend like it was wrong in failing to draft legislation to put an end to lynching. Lynching. That is when somebody drags you out of your house and hangs you from a tree. There were men, there were women, there were children. There was one woman of African descent who was hung from a bridge. She was 8 months pregnant. Her baby was cut out of her belly, and they stomped on the head of her child and killed her child as well. The last lynching that this country was willing to record was in 1968, or willing to acknowledge. Although I would make the argument that the murder of Jeffrey Byrd, with a rope around his neck and drugged to his death, was a lynching every day of the week. I would submit to you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Yes, Korean veteran.
Yes, early this morning I saw that about the apology by the Asian reporter. And I was thinking about it. I said, well, I'll call Ms. Brown in the morning. They can keep the damn apologies. I mean, because nothing has changed. They couldn't even get one senator to sign on after the elections, you know what I mean, for president.
Mm.
So I just don't, they can keep the apologies. And the circumstances between Afro-American slavery and some of the others, the Japanese, none of those other things touch what the Afro-American has gone through with this nation. There needs to be some type of reparation. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And don't forget, we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. And you can also check me out if you missed an hour. You can get an hour at the White Rose Society, whiterosesociety.org. The show is archived daily. So check it out. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about.
I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's wrong, but we got to keep your head.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by HungryAgents.com. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and River de Pere. Nothing to report this hour. Eastbound 44 at 270. Look for slow traffic in the right lanes. Eastbound 40 at Long Road all the way into Lindbergh. Everything is running smoothly. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain all the way into Graham Hanley. Nothing to report at this hour. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to Lee May Ferry. Everything is on the move. Your bridge approaches westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. It's already stop and go in your 6:30 commute. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge, nothing to report this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way onto Laclede's Landing. Everything looks smooth this hour. And Route 367 is closed at Mayline Creek until August to replace the bridge. Southbound detour is west on 270 to Halls Ferry south. Then the northbound detour is north on Halls Ferry to 270 east. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by HungryAgents.com. Stop paying 5 to 7% real estate commission to sell your home at HungryAgents.com. Top realtors in your neighborhood compete for your listing, saving you thousands. They'll help you find a realtor that's right for you. Now let's take a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. For today, chance of showers this morning and this afternoon with a high in around 90. The chance for rain today is 60%. For this evening, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a 50% chance of showers. The low should be in the upper 60s. Moving on to Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Tuesday evening, partly cloudy again with a low in the lower 60s. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 73 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 71 and some clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your news, your traffic, and your weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
April 1805. Bison as far as the eye can see. An abundance of bald eagle. Meriwether Lewis.
July 1805. We beheld a great number of antelope, deer, and elk. William Clark.
Imagine if Lewis and Clark's journals continued long past the end of their journey.
June 1905. Beaver trapped out. Buffalo herd down to a scant few.
How would they describe their trail today?
August 2005. The river is silent.
Would they be pleased?
On a more pleasant note, the new interstate certainly makes the commute more manageable.
Or would they feel differently?
Something must be done to save what's left of this great place.
As we commemorate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, consider what's been lost and what we can do to preserve what's left. Walk with them and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerangs. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube rides, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. What's your number, baby? This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Liz?
Yes.
That me, huh?
That's you, Roy.
How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding.
The name of that town is Philadelphia, Mississippi.
That's what I thought so, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, Mississippi.
That's right.
Yeah, that happened in 1964, 40 mm-hmm. years ago.
Mm-hmm.
41 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't went on too long.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the same federal government that legalized slavery for more than 200 years.
That's correct.
And considered us 3/5 of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what they can expect other than reparation that can figure anything halfway decent about it. No, apologies ain't worth listening to.
Mm.
They're not worth listening to. And if anybody want to accept an apology other than reparation, I don't know where they've been for the last 100 years.
Mm.
That's why I call.
All right.
The name of that is Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I want to pull local here just for a second, because there is a kind of a connection of the type of enslavement mentality that exists in this country. It truly does. And I want to start talking locally because I want to talk about Francis Schley. I want to talk about Francis Schley just for a moment, the person that sits in the office of the mayor for the city of St. Louis. It was a bad week for him last week. Francis had a bad week. Oh, Lord, he had a bad week. A person, one of his staunch supporters, staunch supporters and associates, is charged with murder. The Post-Dispatch wrote a scathing article about charter schools, saying that they suck, basically. We do not need charter schools. And then when just when he thought that, you know, maybe I'll just get out of town this week and try to, you know, just regroup and pull myself together from a bad week, negative messages about who I am and what I represent. Something happened in City Hall that I believe that the halls and the walls are still shaking and quaking from. Now I cannot, because this is radio, because there are regulations, because this is a lot of babies listen to this show. I cannot articulate with specificity all of the words that were used, but understand that Francis Schley got blessed out on Friday by Kenny Jones. Now, there are all kinds of rumors out there. I mean, all kinds of, no, not rumors, but all kinds of assessments of what happened, what went down, how did Francis respond to it. Some people said that Francis was crying after the end of it. Everybody is in agreement that Francis was shaking like a leaf after it. And I got it directly from Kenny Jones's mouth that Francis Slay, during this blessing out, and I don't mean in a good way, Francis Slay kept saying, "You're hurting me, Kenny. Stop. You're hurting me." And understand that Kenny Jones is 62 years old. He's had a couple strokes. Is on a cane and has some other physical challenges. This was the response of the person sitting in City Hall. Now, aside from this exchange that could be heard, that if you went into City Hall today, you could still hear the specific directions that Francis Slay was given by Kenny Jones about where he could go and what he could do. They were rather specific, graphic, and loud. This is an interesting place that we find ourselves in the city of St. Louis. That Kenny Jones, who was a supporter of Francis Slay from years back, because Francis Slay was telling Kenny Jones that Kenny Jones needs to put an end to the recall effort of Jeffrey Boyd. And that in and of itself is a whole amazing thing that's going on in the 22nd Ward. Jeffrey Boyd, a staunch supporter of Francis Slay, one might say is Francis Slay's boy, is that Francis Slay is inserting himself into this election, this effort. And that brings us back to my observation about the time and place that we live in. Francis Slay has no authority, no right to insert himself into politics in the 22nd Ward like that. What empowers him to do so? And I'm telling you, when I say that Kenny Jones bless Francis Slay out, Lord, you couldn't even, you know how they do on some of the songs out today, that they have the clean version of the songs. You hear the song singing blah 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 bleep, blah 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 blah, and then you don't hear anything. Well, this would be all you would hear. You might hear the word "you." You might hear the word "are." But that other than "you" and "are," I don't know of too many other words that would make it past the censors in the blessing out that Francis Slay received from Kenny Jones. So understand that Francis Slay now, because Kenny Jones and people had their ears at the door. People were on their knees under the crack of the door trying to see if they could see anything up and going on in the room. Some people were so excited about this exchange and the articulations expressed by Kenny Jones directed at Francis Slay that they couldn't even stay to watch to see how it turned out. They had to go and start banging the drums in City Hall. A lot of you, I'm sure, have seen the movie Grease. Remember the movie Grease, where the Stockard Channing character told her girlfriend in the bathroom that she was pregnant, and she swore her girlfriend to secrecy, And they were all at a drive-in movie. All the kids were at a drive-in movie. And her girlfriend said, I promise upon death I won't tell the tale. And then as soon as Dr. Channing walked away, her girlfriend whispered it to her boyfriend, and he whispered it to somebody else, and then they got to another car, 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 another car. By the time that Dr. Channing reached her car, everybody at the drive-in knew. That's kind of like how it was in City Hall. And to save face, Francis Lay came out when Kenny Jones was blessing him out. On the way out the door, Francis Lay said, "You're fired," like he was Donald Trump. "You're fired. You're fired." And as I was told by the numerous witnesses that were there, or say they were there, Kenny Jones said, "You've already fired me 3 times." Oh, so this would have made it to the recording too. "You've already fired me 3 times. Now you're just trying to save face." And then we go on back to the words I cannot repeat. But you and R are in there. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We've got to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. The word Viagra was mentioned, too. I can't explain in what context, but it was mentioned as well. I'll be back.
There's nothing too good for a boy, that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Hello, this is Brother Willie Loudon. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 and Let's Praise Him broadcast. Good gospel music and the latest church news to help you start your Sunday morning. So tune in on the Let's Praise Him broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge, and most importantly the discipline, to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. At a Friday hearing on the Patriot Act, Republican Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee James Sensenbrenner shut off the microphones in the middle of the meeting. He accused Democrats of bringing up issues that were not directly related to the act, one of which was the treatment of Guantanamo Bay detainees. House Leader Nancy Pelosi referred to the incident as a shameful act to try and silence the Democrats on the impact of the Patriot Act. Sensenbrenner walked off the chamber floor, taking his gavel with him and leaving Democrats shouting into dead mics. And Dateline Cleveland. A report out of Ohio says police used a taser gun on a 12-year-old boy riding a school bus. According to police, they were called after the youth tried to steal another student's CD case. Police say when officers boarded the bus, the student became violent and began cursing and assaulting one of the officers. One of the officers then used the taser on the boy, who has now been charged with robbery, resisting arrest, and assaulting a police officer. The school district says he could also face suspension or expulsion when classes resume in the fall. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Since 1998, Father Support Center St. Louis has been improving children's lives, strengthening families, and impacting communities by providing programs that effectively connect parents and children. This nationally recognized authority on father involvement helps non-custodial fathers attain skills in parenting, employment preparation, conflict resolution, family formation, communication, and financial and emotional responsibility. Call 314-333-4170, extension 101, for additional information.
Each year, thousands in Illinois experience domestic violence. This terrible epidemic knows no boundaries and exists everywhere in the state. It doesn't have to be this way. Illinois is the first state in the nation to prohibit employment discrimination against domestic violence victims. You can take unpaid leave from your job without the risk of being fired. For more information, call 312-793-6797. We're here to help you today.
Brought to you by the state of Illinois and this station.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Boom, clack, boom, clack.
I want a rim shot, hey. Dig, 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 a rim shot, hey. Come on, a rim shot, hey. Dig, 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 a rim shot.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning. The jury is still out on the Michael Jackson trial. It's amazing how long it's taken them to come back with a verdict. I was talking to a lady, and we were saying that they probably have already made their minds up, but this having this trial in Santa Maria is making a lot of money for that little town. They're just booming from all the money they're raking in for all the people that are there in that little town.
Well, that's where Michael Jackson lives. That's in his area where Never Never Land is. I mean, it's not that trials are held in the places where people live. That's where he lives.
I thought this trial was moved from where he...
No. It wasn't moved. Mm-mm. This is the area that in which he lives.
Well, I thought that he lived... Never Never Land was when they first... Well, I was going to say it like this. When they first filed charges against him, the charges were thrown out. The same accuser, the Department of Social Services... and other authorities threw those charges out. And then they moved to another county and refiled the charges.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, the Department of Social Services can't file criminal charges. The only place where criminal charges can be filed are in a courtroom. So, with regard to a prosecuting attorney. This is the area in which Michael Jackson lives. Michael Jackson lives in a mostly white area. Therefore, it's going to, it's not exactly the same town that Michael Jackson lives in, but it is the same area that Michael Jackson lives in. And it was not moved to any place that was, beneficial to Michael Jackson.
Well, I know that. That was my point. But when I was saying about the social workers in were, you know, they the charges that were filed.
Okay.
They were dropped, you know, and
right.
That was in conclusion with the district attorney there.
Okay.
In that town. But what
okay.
I was going to say, this Judge Henry Melville, he instructed the jurors that they could consider hearsay evidence. People who said that Michael Jackson had assaulted them and nothing was proven, he said they can consider that, and that is hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
And this Judge Henry Melville, I mean, they say he's very secretive about whether or not how many questions the jurors had to ask to be clarified of different points. They say they only know of one question that the jurors asked about, but
I don't think
more because he's so secretive.
Well, I don't think that anybody should know what the questions are that the jury's asking, particularly since the jury is not sequestered. I don't think that anybody should know that. The problem that this judge is, one of the problems that this judge has made or has created is the fact that the jury is not sequestered. That's a bit much bigger issue than the fact that the judge is keeping from the public what the questions are. I don't think the public is entitled to know what the questions of the jury are asking the judge.
Well, no, ma'am, but I phrased it wrong. What I meant to say was that there have been probably more, they're thinking that there have been more questions that the jury needed answers to or some instructions, but they've only heard from this Henry Melville once, that they only asked him one question to be clarified.
Okay, thanks.
And one other thing, you were talking about Jeffrey Boyd. Now, is he the same one that the district attorney, Jennifer Joyce, was trying to arrest?
No, that's Rodney Hubbard.
Oh, that's Rodney Hubbard.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Agnes.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Listen, just in reference to Michael Jackson, one thing that everybody can find out whether they believe guilty or not, exactly what this is all about, is read that article in the Wall Street Journal. It tells. It's about the money. That's mm-hmm. basically what it is. And I think they kind of know that, well, a lot of times we as African Americans think, you know what, a Wall Street Journal is about financial money and big words and stuff. But
I don't think that that's something that is akin to people of African descent. I grew up with the Wall Street Journal.
Well, I know, but I mean, as a whole, a lot of times we...
I'm not going to claim that.
Okay, okay. But I'm just saying...
I'm not going to claim that.
If we read that, people read that article, they really just conclude whether he's guilty. I mean, it's nothing about whether he's guilty or not, but at least it tells what this trial, the biggest part of this trial is all about.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for
Bye.
Your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And, you know, it's all about the money. Always has been about the money. You know, and it is my sincere hope that if Michael Jackson is acquitted or if Michael Jackson has some minor time that he has to do or is put on probation, it is my hope that Michael Jackson learn the lesson in this, that there will always be a coveting of your things. And one, people want your money that you've earned. Two, there are people that you trusted that you shouldn't have trusted. And three, you have children of your own. If you want to do things for other people's children, go build them a hospital. Go build them a facility and raise your own children. Because right now the lives of your children are in jeopardy regardless of what happens. There will be all kinds of claims being made about you as a parent. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Glenda, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I agree with you as far as Michael Jackson is concerned. I don't really sympathize with Michael Jackson because I think Michael Jackson has set himself up for failure with these people as far as trying to take these people on and take care of their children. And I mean, where do these families come from? It's almost like these people are recruited. And then who in their right mind wouldn't know that you don't send your children to stay with a man that's a man, period, because he's Michael Jackson. And then for Michael Jackson not to have learned the lesson the first time is just ridiculous to me. And I've always thought Michael Jackson had a mental problem and tried to disconnect himself from the African-American community until he gets into a crisis and he wants our support.
Well, I would disagree with the last part of it, given one of the people that's real familiar to that with what Michael Jackson has done with regard to people of African descent is Dick Gregory. And we don't hear, just like, you know, you would think that most black athletes are married to white women when the converse is true.
Right.
But all you see are certain athletes with certain wives.
Exactly.
Michael Jackson has done quite a bit for people of African descent. I'll give you one quick example. When he bought the Beatles catalog,
mm-hmm.
part of that was what is his name? Now I can't even think of it. Little Richard. Little Richard's catalog was in that catalog. Do you know that? And Michael Jackson called Little Richard up and gave him his catalog. He said, "Here's your stuff. Go make your money off of it." And now Little Richard gets every penny off of the stuff that somebody else owned. So
that's a quick example.
And I can't give you all of it, but they don't
tell you. And you don't hear about all the charitable contributions
that
Michael makes opposed to Oprah. I mean, Oprah's contributions are openly televised and marketed.
She has a show on it. But she has a show.
It leaves him to be suspect as to what his...
And that's why we should not be willing to be quick to judge about what he's not doing for the community of African descent.
I'm not quick to judge.
Okay, gotta roll. Gotta go. We're gonna take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. I'll be back after the news.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Family and the community nonetheless, and now there is very little hope here that she will be found alive.
If she doesn't see results soon, Natalie's mother tells the AP she may start to believe authorities are trying to protect the three young men. Reuben Trappenberg is a spokesman for the government of Aruba.
Any new development in the case is relayed immediately to her. Now, at some point, a lot of rumors started going around, and people started giving their version of events to the family, and this has hurt the family a bit.
Two other men, former hotel security guards, were also detained. They've deliberated about 28 hours. The jury in the Michael Jackson child molestation case gets back to work this morning. Fans have been leaving paper hearts and other signs of support at Jackson's Ranch. And ABC's Cynthia McFadden tells us...
The police are keeping an eye on Neverland Ranch. Michael Jackson's not leaving without being observed. I can also tell you that those closest to Michael Jackson are very concerned about his health, both physically and mentally, and are there keeping a close eye.
More suicide bombings reported in Iraq today. As many as 10 dead, at least 5 were Iraqi police officers. The posted speed limit says one thing, your actual speed limit may be 10 miles an hour faster. The Governor's Highway Safety Association says that cushion may have some deadly consequences.
We are going to ask police officers across this country to rededicate themselves to enforcing the speed limit as it is posted.
Chairman Jim Champagne, he's concerned about rising traffic fatalities. This is ABC News.
This Walmart opening has made a difference to a lot of people because this was a community that did need jobs.
When you lose your job, you're lost.
Walmart provided 450 jobs.
I think we really changed some lives when we opened this store.
And I'm glad to see that it happened here in Gastonia.
Now that we've built this place from the ground up, it's much closer to our hearts.
It gives us a real good sense of the future. Walmart will be there.
This is the store we needed as much as it needed us.
Running a small business means I'm always running around. To say I wear a lot of hats is the understatement of the year. Which is why I go to the UPS store. They wear a lot of hats, too. They do all my copying, collating, and binding, and print all my presentations. And they do it all fast. Best part? I don't have to wear a bunch of extra hats to get it all done.
For all your document service needs, get it done, get it done right, at the UPS store. To find a location near you, visit theupsstore.com.
A tree grows in Israel, springing from an ancient seed. It has some scientists pretty excited. ABC's Gil Fox has the story.
Never before has science managed to grow a living plant from a seed as old as the one that was germinated into a date palm tree. Israeli researchers say the seed was 2,000 years old. It was found among the archaeological excavations at Masada, the ancient Jewish mountain fortress. Scientists say they're hoping the plant's ancient DNA might reveal some medicinal qualities, since the strain of date palm is unlike any modern-day types. They've christened the little foot-tall tree Methuselah, and they say they will analyze all parts of the plant for possible benefits. Gil Fox, ABC News.
A Connecticut man says his collection may seem creepy, but he thinks it may someday help unlock the secrets of DNA. John Resenkoff collects the hair of famous people. Says he bought a lock of Neil Armstrong's from the former astronaut's barber, his prized possession, Abraham Lincoln's hair. He claims it was cut the night of the assassination. Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, I'm Chris Lane, and this WGNU News Report is brought to you by Ride Finders. A St. Louis man is dead after a crossover accident in Franklin County. The Missouri Highway Patrol says 21-year-old Charles Goodwin was struck head-on yesterday morning when another vehicle crossed the center line on Highway 100. Goodwin died about 2 hours later at a St. Louis hospital. A passenger in the other vehicle was seriously injured. Some St. Louis City bars are running out of Anheuser-Busch products. Lohr, which distributes Anheuser-Busch products throughout the city of St. Louis, is currently using replacement drivers because of a strike by Teamsters drivers. Some bars are refusing the deliveries from the replacement drivers. Samantha Fisher, a bartender at the Broadway Oyster Bar, explains why her bar isn't accepting Anheuser-Busch products.
It's a combination of, you know, trying to support the union and the drivers and, you know, support St. Louis respectfully. We'd ask the new drivers to come in the morning to make an early delivery to avoid the trucks being in the lot at the peak of the day. They didn't fulfill that obligation to us, so we refused, and now we're ordering Miller Lite and Miller Genuine Draft.
Other bars, including Pitchers next to Busch Stadium, say they are accepting beer from the replacement drivers. The Teamsters have been on strike against Lohr since May 22nd. A suspect is behind bars following a weekend police chase. The incident started in Maplewood at 11 a.m. on Saturday. The suspect hit a Maplewood police car, and the chase ended in the city of St. Louis. No injuries were reported. The person who led police on the chase is wanted in connection with a shooting that happened in North St. Louis last week. Charges have not yet been filed. And finally, of St. Louis public school custodians have a tentative agreement to preserve their jobs and benefits even if the district outsources its janitorial services. The agreement would only go into effect if the school board decides to outsource the jobs to Sodexo and Schern and Associates. The three-year agreement will establish a defined pension plan for custodians, provide full health care coverage, and increase wages in the first year. Pumped about gas prices? Pump money back into your pocket by carpooling to work using RideFinder's free ride matching service. Call RideFinder's at 800-VIP-RIDE. That's 800-VIP-RIDE. That's the news for the 7 o'clock hour. And now here's Howard Morton with a look at traffic.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Fazoli's Restaurants. Westbound 40 after Highway K, an overturned vehicle is in the median. No lanes are blocked at this time. There are no delays in either direction. Northbound 55 at the ramp to Arsenal, vehicle has a flat, and that has been cleared, but you may experience some backups this hour. Northbound 55 between Bayless and Potomac, no problems report. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Merrimack River Bridge, you have slow traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor to 270, everything is flowing freely. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Big Bend, look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into New Florissant Road, everything is running smoothly. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, everything looks good. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Hanley, look for slow traffic, and your bridges look like this. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, it is stop and go at this hour. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge looks good. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way into Laclede's Landing, everything is on the move. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Fazoli's Restaurants. Now at Fazoli's, you can build your own pasta starting for just $2.99. Choose your pasta, choose your sauce, add on from there. The Fazoli's Build Your Own Pasta. Try it today from $2.99 at any area location. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Today, chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning and a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. The high should be around 90. The chance for rain is 60%, mostly cloudy this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a 50% chance of showers. The low should be in the upper 60s. Moving on to Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-80s. Tuesday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy once again with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under cloudy conditions, we have 74 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your new or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers of consciousness. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers of consciousness. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very bad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. You take a measure my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers how
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Don't forget that we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net, and you can also reach me by email at lizbrown, LIZZBROWN at sbcglobal.net. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about now. I have told you, I have reported to you, I have explained to you, you have called and said it yourself, that the United States Army is doing all kinds of things to get people into the military. It's the fourth month in a row that they've missed their numbers. And if they're telling us that they've missed their numbers by a little bit, know that they've missed them by a big bit. Know that they've missed them by a big bit. And a few weeks ago, I reported to you a story about, from the Wall Street Journal, how the military was changing its rules about getting people, once they get people in, about letting them go, even if they have drug problems, even if they're pregnant, even if they cannot, if they don't have the right temperament. Check this out. It's not just with enlisted people. Army officials have decided to loosen the requirements for junior officer candidates. They're now accepting prospects who exceed the current age limit by 10 years. They're now permitting junior, now understand, junior officer candidates, not enlisted candidates. Officer candidates. May 25th, a memo was sent out to division commanders and other generals saying that the Army hopes to attract soldiers up to the age of, are you ready for this? 42 years old. Up to the age of 42 years old to attend officer candidate school and become second lieutenants. And using the same age criteria, they also hope to attract an additional 300 civilians with college degrees as officer candidates. The Army, National Guard, and Reserves are working on similar programs. Now, here's what I want y'all to think about. Should the military take, what has got to be going on in the life of a 39-year-old, 36-year-old, 37-year-old, 40-year-old, 41, 42-year-old, that they would chuck it all away and go to Iraq? What's got to be going on in their life? What kind of life do they have? Because the military knows, the military strategy is, the military practice is, the military understanding is you get them young and you raise them the way you want them. You get them young and you can tell them what to do and they'll do it. You get them young, you can treat them all any kind of way, they'll accept it. What kind of military are we going to have with a 40-year-old man who presumably would leave his wife, leave his family? You know what this is? You know what this is? This is a confession about how bad the job market is. This is a confession about how bad the job market is. Because anybody that's 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43 would say, you out your mind. You are out your mind that I would ever consider going. Because don't even talk about this as joining the military. This is about going to Iraq. That's what this is about. This is not about joining the military, becoming part of the military complex. This is about going to Iraq to be a body bag in Iraq. That's what this is about. Period. Dot. Like West Point or ROTC training. Now, understand that officer candidate school is an avenue to becoming an Army officer. 14-week program followed by an officer's basic course, physical training, classroom study, field operations. And you are, you know what, quite frankly, I think that you're better off, if you were ever going to join the military, to go in as an enlisted person. Because again, right now, joining the military means going to Iraq. Because as soon as you get out, this is crazy. This is totally crazy. The 40-year-old, the 39-year-old, the 36-year-old that gets out of this officer training school becomes a second lieutenant. Now, raise your hand, ladies and gentlemen, if you know what role the second lieutenant plays during wartime. Well, let me just take you back a little bit. You ever heard the word frag before? That's what happened. That's where most of the fragging took place, was in the backs of the second lieutenants that were leading the troops. A second lieutenant would be the frontline officer in charge of a platoon of 30 soldiers who hold various low-level command assignments. So let me feel it out for you another way. How crazy, how insane, or how desperate would an individual have to be who would say, after a lousy 14-week training program as a 40-year-old, that they would be willing to go to Iraq, not only just to go to Iraq, but to be put in charge of 30 or more soldiers who all have more experience than you have? Who would want, who, you'd have to be certifiable wearing the flopping open back jacket of a person at Malcolm Bliss for you to say this is what I want to do with my life at 40 years old, at 35 years old. And if you're not a Malcolm Bliss candidate or resident, then you have to be desperate, baby. You have to be super desperate. According to the memo, soldiers aged 18 to 42 may apply. Division commanders may recommend waiving minor civil or military offenses. Ain't that something? Ain't that some crazy stuff? Some Army officers at the Pentagon who were shown this memo. Now remember, this didn't come from the rank and file. Some Army officers at the Pentagon who were shown this memo were incredulous that the Army would resort to attracting a 42-year-old to become a second lieutenant officer. And not only are they... Oh, Lord. Not only are they going to waive some minor criminal offenses. Yeah, you smoke and enjoy. This is America. Ain't no big deal. They're going to waive the age criteria. Yeah, so you're not 20-something years old. Everybody's not 20-something year old. We all age. You know what they're also going to waive? They're going to do a medical waiver. You got a heart problem, no big deal. You ain't going to be alive that long anyway. They're waiving medical, they're making medical waivers. Or, how, it just, and for all of you mothers and fathers and uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters and cousins and boyfriends and girlfriends and husbands and wives of the soldiers that are out there, and I don't mean any of you Congress people because none of y'all have your babies over there. How do you feel that the United States Army is saying that the person to lead your baby into battle, it's good enough for your baby that the person who's leading them into battle is 40 years old, has a couple of law infractions, has 16 weeks of a training, has a medical waiver, and a permanent profile in their file that would prohibit he or she from doing push-ups, sit-ups, running, and taking the normal fitness test. How you like me now? How you like me now? That's what your military, they are just, you know what they're doing? They're just putting bodies there. That's all they're doing. They are putting bodies there. Retired Army General Major Robert H. Scales, a Vietnam combat veteran and a former commander of the Army War College, said in an interview he found it disturbing that the Army would waive the offenses. Baby, you can't do any push-ups. That's okay. Just roll your wheelchair up the ramp here, and we're going to have you lead the troops. Doesn't matter. You can't do any sit-ups? No big deal. Just make sure you pack your nitroglycerin, and we're off to the frontline battle. No big deal. No big deal. One retired general said that it is that they could not recall a time when the Army tried to attract officer candidates so old other than during the Civil War. Lord have mercy. If you weren't clear that they were just putting bodies out there to be returned in body bags, I hope you're crystal now. I hope it is crystal to you now. My name is Liz Brown. Welcome to the wake-up call.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to speak in behalf of the people from Malcolm Bliss, and we are not that crazy to go and join the this war you're talking about. So please do not use our name in that way.
I apologize, because y'all ain't that crazy.
Right.
Y'all ain't that crazy.
Right, we ain't that crazy.
All right, now.
I want you to announce that.
All right, Al. It duly noted. Y'all ain't that crazy.
Thank you.
All right, now. And I apologize. I won't do that anymore.
I appreciate it.
All right. Take care of yourself, Al. 454. There, you heard it. Calling from Malcolm Bliss saying, don't you put us in that category, because we ain't that crazy. You're on the wake-up call.
That was great. I love that, Liz. Liz, let me ask a question, because I came in on what you were talking about. Are they, I came in late. Are they recruiting these officers, these beat-up, otherwise 4F officers, from the civilians?
That is correct.
Straight out of, off the street?
Straight off the street.
Oh, my God. Well,
they're hoping to attract an additional 300 civilians with college degrees as officer candidates.
Well, I did hear you touch on what a second lieutenant's job is,
mm-hmm.
especially in the infantry.
Mm-hmm.
He's a platoon leader.
That's correct.
And he's trying to impress the company commander, who's usually a captain, or the battalion commander. He's trying to impress his boss's boss, who's probably a major. So the major can usually tell him to do anything, and he'll go out there and be all animated, leading his men, and the enemy will pick him out as a target and pick him off, and they use them up like they do MREs.
And if the enemy doesn't get him, the fellow soldiers may get him, because that's what bragging is.
For going against their combined wisdom.
There you go.
And leading them into crazy situations. And usually in Vietnam, after when a guy got fragged, one of these guys got fragged, and I know of some incidents where they got pushed out of helicopters, they had led their men into a death trap, trying to make points with the command. So
it's crazy.
This
is crazy. No offense to Malcolm Bliss. This is crazy.
Yeah, and they're just, they'll be sitting ducks. And I've talked to Korean War veterans, and I'm sure the Korean veteran will assure you. I know where a guy was in a platoon, and they went through 4 platoon leaders.
Mm.
And everybody in his platoon got wiped out twice but him. This is an extraordinary man I met. But that's what they use them for, target practice.
This is all they're doing. All the military is doing right now is just trying to put bodies in Iraq. Just trying to put bodies in Iraq.
Anybody, and that's what they're doing. And if you're breathing and your body's warm, you go.
There you go. Or barely warm.
Yeah, on question. Do your physical training. I could just see them going over the
information. They are offering waivers for candidates who can't, that would prohibit them from having to do push-ups, sit-ups, running, and taking the normal fitness test.
Well, do you
hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And the Army is already in bad shape for training anyway. It's nothing like it used to be. It's really bad. And it's getting worse, and that's because they're moving the goalposts in to attract these people because they're not getting any takers.
Thanks for your call, Dan.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Lord. Bodies for body bags. That's all we're doing.
But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Fazoli's Restaurants. Eastbound 40 at Chesterfield Parkway, an object on the roadway reportedly to be a construction barrel rolling around, so use caution as you approach that area. Northbound 270 between Gravois and 44, an accident has been cleared, but traffic is jammed all the way back to 21. Northbound 55 at Weber Road and Gravois, look for normal traffic. Eastbound 44 between 141 and Merrimack River Bridge, nothing to report this hour. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to 55, everything is smooth. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight, look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 from Old New Halls Ferry to West Florissant, look for stop-and-go traffic this hour. The bridges stack up like this. Westbound 5570 between 4th Street and Poplar Street Bridge. Stop and go traffic. Westbound 64 at 5570. Everything is on the move. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from Illinois all the way into Laclede's Landing. Everything looks fairly steady this morning. Highway 00 at Hoven Road. There's a report of an accident. That's an injury accident, actually. That's near Pacific and Jefferson at Arsenal. There's a report of an injury accident as well. Clayton at Skinker, the traffic lights are not working, and traffic is backing up due to that. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Fazoli's Restaurants. Now at Fazoli's, you can build your own pasta starting for just $2.99. Choose your pasta, choose your sauce, add on from there. Try Fazoli's Build Your Own Pasta from $2.99 at any area location. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Chance of showers this morning. Chance of showers and or thunderstorms this afternoon. The high should be around 90. The chance for rain is 60% for this evening. Mostly cloudy in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a 50% chance of showers. The low should be in the upper 60s. Moving on to Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Tuesday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 75 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 74, both under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your news, your traffic, and your weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Are you looking to get your transmission fixed? Well, take it on over to Roy's Transmission, where you get great quality, great price, and great service. Some transmission shops will tell you you have to tear your transmission down to fix it. No, you don't. Take it on over to Roy's, and he will hook your transmission up, run a diagnostic on it, and tell you what's wrong with it and how much it will cost to fix it. Roy's Transmission, 5524 Riverview. That's 5524 Riverview. Or give him a call at 383-2019, 383-2019, Roy's Transmission.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been, made me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got. Looking back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning.
In reference to the bodies for the body bags, they're just preparing the way to go to the jails to get some of the prisoners out. So you won't have to say, ain't that a blip?
Okay.
Okay, see
All
you.
All right, bye-bye. 454-0400-454-6609 is my fax, and you can email me at Liz Brown, LizzBrown, at sbcglobal.net. That's LizzBrown at sbcglobal.net. But just in case you think that there aren't any jobs out there, there are, and I've been a little unfair. Clearly, as a resident of Malcolm Bliss told me, I am being unfair. So there are jobs, and I've just been a gloomy Gus. The United States Special Operations Command has hired three new firms to produce newspaper stories, television broadcasts, and websites to spread American propaganda overseas. Now, I will give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. What state do you think the three firms that were hired to push propaganda, what state do you think they herald from? Three guesses and the first two don't count. You right, Florida. The Tampa-based military headquarters, which oversees commandos and psychological warfare, may spend, are you ready? $100 million. Now I want you to juxtapose the $400+ million that George W. Bush is offering for the continent of Africa as aid. Juxtapose that next to the $1 trillion we have spent on a country the size of California, that would be Iraq, Juxtapose that to the $100 million that this government is planning on spending on just on propaganda. Now, what's different about this is that how does the military hire a private company to do special ops? This is a special ops project. And here's another twist. It's kind of like doctors putting the needle in the arms of people on death row. That's kind of contrary to your whole do no harm oath. You see, federal law prohibits sending propaganda to Americans. So, you're hiring private firms to create propaganda for other people. You think that that propaganda might have some blowback to American audiences? You think? In the age of internet and instant access, if you plant false stories, how can you control where the stories go? This is a... They're insane. They are insane. Run away. Run away. They are insane. $100 million to hire some private firms to create lies and stories to plant in the media about them, whoever them is. And that's not going to have any impact on us. And you know who us is. Lord have mercy. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. The African-American knew about this administration 5 years ago, and whatever they said 5 years ago is working out the way they said 5 years ago. They knew all this 5 years ago. Now, and other people are still saying, well, since we're over there, we got to finish up giving these people democracy, and these people, they ain't never asked for no democracy.
Mm. Now, certainly not the kind of democracy that's being given to them.
It's pushed down their throats.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. $100 million. They've already done it. They've hired three firms. These firms are going to produce lies with your taxpayers' dollars. They're going to produce newspaper stories. They're going to produce television broadcasts. They are going to produce websites to spread American propaganda overseas. This is a 5-year project. $100 million. And all our government has to do is to look at what the propaganda efforts, how the propaganda efforts have worked, oh, I don't know, heck, in Venezuela. They have produced nothing positive and nothing negative in Afghanistan. So, one military strategist is saying, you know what? Maybe we ought to buy a few more bulletproof vests with that $100 million. Maybe we can use some of that $100 million to ship, I don't know, a fully armored Humvee overseas. Maybe we can do that. This is madness. This is madness. Each contractor will receive, the contractors will receive their marching orders from Joint psychological operations, and support elements created last year. Each contractor will receive a minimum of $250,000 during the first year, $500,000 for each subsequent year. The entire contract could total $100 million by 2010. The contract calls for the firms to produce print articles, videos, audio broadcasts, internet sites, novelty items like T-shirts, bumper stickers, all for foreign audiences. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. $100 million, and our babies over there in Iraq don't have bulletproof vests. At least move them over to Iraq where they're working, where their stuff's going to be sent. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Much to talk about. You need to get to me. You need to get to me.
That can paralyze the body, yet the mind remains alert and clear. ALS is a disease that you can help fight, and all you need is your feet. The ALS Association, along with WGNU Radio, invite you to walk with us on Saturday, June 25th at Steinberg Rink in Forest Park. To join the walk, pick up your registration forms at WGNU or register online at www.alsa-stl.org, or you can call 314-534-0610. We'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, June 25th, at the Walk to Defeat ALS.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline London. A report in the Sunday Times says British cabinet ministers were told in July of 2002 that Britain had committed to help America invade Iraq and there had to be a way found to make it legal. The leaked document from a cabinet office briefing has come to be known as the Downing Street Memo. It says Prime Minister Tony Blair had already agreed to help George Bush with military assistance to oust Saddam Hussein. That agreement was hatched between the two at the Bush Ranch in Texas in April of 2002. The paper said a regime change was illegal in itself, so another way was to be developed to create conditions to make it legal. The only way it could be done was to put Saddam in a position where he had to ignore or reject a UN ultimatum ordering cooperation with weapons inspection. Britain and the U.S. were to involve the UN in order to justify the invasion. And Dateline Jerusalem. Israeli security forces recently used a new device at a recent demonstration by Palestinians and Jewish sympathizers over the controversial separation barrier. The weapon, called the Scream, gave off bursts of sound waves that left the demonstrators dizzy and nauseous. Officials say the device emits a special frequency that is upsetting to the middle ear of humans. No long-range tests have been done on the device to know the effects of prolonged exposure. Israeli officials say they are examining all possible solutions to cope with expected uprisings once the pullout of Jewish settlements starts in the near future. It is known that the U.S. and perhaps China as well have similar acoustic weapons on the drawing board. During the first Palestinian uprising, Israel developed a device that hurled small bits of gravel at demonstrators, but it was quickly abandoned as not being humane enough. This is your wake-up call global news update.
I am a child.
I am an adult.
I am 10 years old.
I am 38 next week.
I'm in the fourth grade.
I sell financial planning services.
I found out that trees breathe too.
I make PowerPoint presentations.
I play football every day at 3:30 after school.
I also have this incredible young friend.
I love my mom and my dad. And tomorrow, I get to see Rick. He's my friend, too.
I am a mentor to a young man named Marquis.
Volunteer to help a young child do better in school. Mentor St. Louis, the largest volunteer organization in the St. Louis public schools, needs volunteer mentors. Go to mentorstlouis.org or call 314-531-2570 and let something wonderful happen.
Ricky and me are going to the zoo tomorrow.
Marquis always wants to see the monkeys.
They're not monkeys. They're apes. Monkeys have tails.
I did that.
Hey, cool cats and delicious babes.
Put on your poodle skirts, bobby sock, and saddle shoes.
Slick back your hair and get your duck tails looking good.
Because it's time to party with
50s at the Hop in Branson, Missouri.
Go, Jim Dandy, go!
You're going to shout with Proud Mary.
And you'll be dancing in the aisles with
50s at the Hop in Branson, Missouri.
Go, Jim Dandy, go!
If you're ready to rock around the clock, call 417-335-5300. That's 417-335-5300.
Shake, rattle, and roll with 50s at the Hop in Branson, Missouri.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll free long distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. And if you've missed an hour, that's okay. You can go get an hour. WhiteRoseSociety.org. The Wake Up Call is archived there daily. I have folks that were calling me from across the country. Folks that were emailing me from across the country saying that, oh, they love the weekends now. They can go get download the shows that they missed and check out what we've been doing here on the Wake Up Call. So, you know, if you missed an hour, go get an hour. WhiteRoseSociety.org. And I've been told that we are just doing people. It's just crazy, the number of people that are downloading the show. Check it out. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get to me. Dan, you are on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Did you say the Army's recruiting?
The Army's what?
Recruiting?
No. What I said was the Army has changed its policies, that they are now in an effort to get junior officer candidates. They are accepting prospects who exceed the current age limit by 10 years.
Well, I'm retiring this year. I'll be 62. I was wondering if I could.
You know, I see that. I think you could.
Is that ridiculous?
It's crazy. It is. You know what? It is 100 miles past ridiculous. It is 100 miles past. past ridiculous. Not only are they saying that they can recruit a 42-year-old to become a second lieutenant.
Yeah, that's
but
platoon leader.
They could all exactly, and they would offer them a medical waiver, or they could have a permanent profile in their file that would prohibit them from having to do push-ups, sit-ups, running, or taking the normal fitness test.
Well, I work for the Army, so I can see that. You know, the requirements used to be pretty high. If they were if they couldn't pass the physical AFPT every year, or if they couldn't pass, you know, if they did something wrong, they were kicked out immediately. But now they're not working. They're not kicking anyone out of the Army.
No, in fact, there was a report in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago that said that not only are people who are pregnant during training mm-hmm. are not going to be kicked out, people that are doing drugs during training are not going to be kicked out, people that have a horrible attitude and could never be in the military are not going to be kicked out during basic training.
And that was an automatic that was automatic dismissal just a couple years ago.
And
I think it's really, I think, well, it's just a sad commentary on the United States.
Well, Dan, what does it say, though, about the Army's expectation about its soldiers?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it say that the Army is saying, you know what, y'all are going to die anyway. We just need some bodies.
We just need anybody to do anything.
That's
and
right.
We'll take everybody. And in a way, I can see this really affecting people that really don't have many opportunities in our society, like, you know, people that haven't graduated from high school, or they'll say, well, yeah, we're going to get $40,000. Well, they can buy a brand new car.
There was a story that we did on our World News report last week that said that the military was offering people $50,000 towards their, equity,
mm-hmm.
A home equity loan? Or
really?
Towards their house, you know, $50,000 over 5 years. Now, this is over 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there are going to be a whole lot of desperate people that may think that that would be a solution to their over 8 years.
That'd be a quick solution to. But once they sign the contract, and I want to tell anybody out there thinking about joining the Army, once you sign that contract, it's for 8 years.
Mm.
And then they can put a stop loss on it and keep you in forever.
Yes, they can.
So kids don't join. I know. I'm glad my children aren't in. So.
And you work for the military.
Yes.
And you work for the military.
Yes.
And you're no different than the people that are in Congress. Nobody in Congress is sitting their baby over there or advocating.
Jenna and Barbara Bush over
there. No, you don't.
They're college graduates. They're 22 years old.
There you go. Why aren't they upping?
Exactly. They should be the first ones in line against the war on terrorism.
You know. It's awful.
Because they have the most to lose.
There you go.
They're rich.
There you go. And here is the piece. The fact that the United States military, the United States Army, is looking for 42-year-old, unhealthy 42-year-olds. Okay? We're not even talking about the model citizens out here that are in good health. They're looking for 42-year-olds that can't do push-ups, sit-ups, and can't pass the normal fitness test. That's what they are looking for.
It's ridiculous.
It is obscene.
Yeah, it's really
because
ridiculous.
And I just want to add this one more thing to this, Dan, that not only are they looking for unhealthy 42-year-olds to be in the military, but these will be the people that will be leading the 17 and 18-year-olds that have more experience than they do.
And, you know, the problem is that these 17, 18, 19-year-old kids are just being completely brainwashed.
Mm.
And, you know, when you're in the military, I was in the military a long time ago in the Vietnam War in the 60s. And when you're that age, you believe anything that's told
right.
you.
That's right.
And these kids are going to go over there and they're going to get arm blown. If they're lucky, they come back alive. They have an arm blown off. They're psychologically disturbed. It changes their whole life. And they're going to be on the lower economic stratus of our society, because nobody with any future is going to join the military, let's face it.
And if they are, that just shows how many people feel that they don't have a future in this country. Thank you, Dan.
It's a mercenary army.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
Hello?
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I think the military is using the wrong people to recruit for. They ought to use the Commerce Department. The Commerce Department went out and and made deals with the with Indians and the Arab nations, and just overran our community, the black community, with people that aren't even citizens. Gave them loans and they can buy stuff, contingency. Now, why don't they let them go out and recruit for them?
All right. Thanks
what
for
you
your
think?
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Ooh, we have much to talk about. Much, much, much to talk about. My name, again, Liz Brown. The show, again, is the Wake Up Call. The number, again, is 1-877-920-WGNU. I will be back at you after we get at this. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I remember saying that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Paper hearts and other bits of fan support festoon Neverland Ranch with the Michael Jackson jury about to resume deliberations in the child molestation case. We're live with ABC's Alex Stone in Santa Maria, California.
Liz, the jury has been deliberating for 27 hours and still has given very few clues as to what's happening inside deliberations. The jurors come and go on time every day, but otherwise are unseen. Outside, fans and reporters continue to wait. The jury can deliberate for as long as it takes to reach a verdict. As the sources tell ABC News, Jackson has fired his spokeswoman, Ramon Bain. Liz.
ABC's Alex Stone live. Prayers are being said for Natalie Holloway from Aruba, where the Alabama teen vanished on a senior trip 2 weeks ago to her hometown of Mountain Brook on Aruba.
The search is ongoing. Places of congregation were asked to pray for the family.
Reuben Trappenberg is a government spokesman. ABC's Jim Ryan's in Mountain Brook.
Poems, notes, flowers, and mementos have been placed in front of a painted plywood wall outside Mountain Brook Community Church, where Tim Callum is senior pastor.
Those messages from the children really are very special. Those are the ones that kind of tug at your heart.
Besides the messages written on the wall, a loose-leaf binder resting nearby is filling quickly with pages of emailed notes of support for the family and friends of Natalie Holloway. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Mountain Brook, Alabama.
Natalie's mother says she thinks three of the young men held in her daughter's disappearance know what happened to her. The sign says 65 miles an hour. You may be going at least 75.
Police officers need to be recommitted to enforcing the speed limit as it has been established and is posted in the individual states.
Jim Champagne with the Governor's Highway Safety Association concerned about rising traffic fatalities since the government repealed the national speed limit 10 years ago. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Eva Longoria. You know, some women have to guess what a man wants. But I, on the other hand, know exactly what a man really wants. Something that will keep a smile on his face for a very, very long time. Sirius Satellite Radio, of course. Oh, yeah. It's got over 120 channels, including 100% commercial-free music. Plus the best news, talk, uncensored comedy, and the most complete sports coverage. It's enough to satisfy any man.
Right now, get a Sirius Satellite Radio for just $49.99 after a $50 mail-in rebate. It's our lowest price ever. Offer valid for the 6-month prepaid subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Subscription sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, CircuitCityCrutchfield.com, Radio Shack, or Sirius.com for details. It's more than just radio. It's Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sirius Satellite Radio. It's what's on every man's mind.
Operation Lightning strikes in northern Baghdad. Iraqi forces say they've netted 1,300 suspected insurgents in 2 weeks, but a string of attacks continues in Iraq. Three suicide bombings killed at least six people. Most were Iraqi police. In Baghdad, the bomber targeted an American convoy, missed, and killed a six-year-old girl. New York's revising its bid to host the 2012 Olympics.
With his hopes for a Midtown Stadium dashed, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg unveiled a revised bid that calls for a new baseball stadium in Queens, one that would replace the Mets' current home.
The Olympic Stadium would be converted from a baseball stadium to an Olympic configuration for the Games.
Mayor Bloomberg said the city owes it to the rest of the country to stay in the running for the 2012 Games.
We are going to continue to fight for the Olympic Games.
He said the revised bid meets or exceeds all of the International Olympic Committee's requirements. Steve Kastenbaum, ABC News, New York.
Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 4 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's news, traffic, and weather. This hour's news is sponsored by the grand opening of Granite Works. In the news in your 8 o'clock hour, excessive speed is partly to blame for the death of a Cedar Hill man over the weekend in an accident. Authorities say 22-year-old Michael McLaren was driving way too fast for conditions on local Hillsborough Road Saturday afternoon when he crossed the center line and crashed head-on with a pickup. McLaren was pronounced dead at the scene. Both the driver and the passenger of the pickup were hurt, with one person being airlifted from the scene. College graduates in St. Louis are leaving school to find better job prospects, especially in the life sciences. Mark Smith, the vice chancellor and director of Career Center at Washington University, says local job prospects for school's graduates are particularly high in the biotech industry.
You know, Monsanto would be, you know, kind of a name company in that area. But you also have, you know, with the medical school and so much, and the Human Genome Project, so much coming out of those places, you have a lot of startups that are dealing with medical devices or drug treatments.
Smith says the healthcare industry continues to be one of growth. He says that applies not only to doctors and nurses, but also to insurance personnel and producers of medical devices and drugs. St. Charles County health officials say now is the time for residents to start using mosquito repellent to protect themselves from the West Nile virus. Last week, a dead bird was found in the floodplain near Cox Hill Road, yielded the county's first positive West Nile test of the year. St. Charles County Health Department Director Gil Copley says the residents can help slow the spread of mosquitoes by keeping bird baths clean and eliminating other sources of standing water on the property. To report a dead bird for West Nile virus testing, contact your county's health department. And finally in the news in this hour, St. Louis police say a recent click-it or ticket campaign was effective. The seatbelt enforcement effort netted more than 100 safety belt tickets and 9 child restraint violations in the city alone. Officers also issued 62 speeding tickets and more than 200 tickets for other moving violations. This hour's news has been sponsored by the grand opening of Granite Works. You can afford granite countertops. Call 862-6300. Granite Works in the Loop. Granite countertops installed for $38 a square foot. Call 862-6300 for more details. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Now let's take a look at your traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Orkin Man. Eastbound 70 between 94 and Blanchett. Look for major road construction having two left lanes closed. Traffic is backed up approaching 94. Northbound 55 between River De Pere and Lafayette, expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270, no problems there. Westbound 255 from Coke to Lee May Ferry, everything is on the move. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry 72 West Florissant. Look for heavy volume. Northbound 270 between Gravois and Big Bend is stop and go this hour. Eastbound 40 between 141 and look for that traffic to be easing this hour. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley. Look for slow volume there as well. Southbound 170 from Ladue to Forest Park Parkway. Look for slow traffic in the right lane. Your bridge approaches stack up like this. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. It is still stop and go in your 8 o'clock commute. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge. Everything looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side to Laclede's Landing. Everything is rolling steady this hour. And Clayton Road at Skinker. Those traffic lights are working incorrectly. Northbound traffic backs up to near Highway 40. McCausland is also jammed south of 40 as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Orkin Pest Control. Did you know one roach can represent 200 others inside your walls? The Orkin Man knows, and he can help de-roach your home. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Today, chance of showers this morning. Another chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high around 90. The chance for rain is 60%. For this evening, mostly cloudy in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight. A 50% chance of showers with a low in the upper 60s. For Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-80s. Tuesday evening, partly cloudy once again with a low in the lower 60s. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 76 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 74, and both under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, talk to my sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, talk to my sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and knife out 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemy demands tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
citizenship. And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We have so much stuff to talk about. And I am reminded of where we are in this country. I am reminded on a daily basis of where we are in this country. How far have we come? How far have we come? And I wonder, when I think of how far have we come, I wonder about people's appreciation of the history of this country, because there doesn't seem to be enough, if you will, there doesn't seem to be enough appreciation. There doesn't seem to be enough understanding. There doesn't seem to be enough acknowledgement of where we are as a nation. And I guess I am I'm at that place in my thinking now, because today is the day that there is supposed to be an apology of sorts taking place in Washington, D.C. And it's an apology that has to do with the fact that our good government never, despite 200 attempts to create legislation, has never, ever passed a law against lynching. And for those of you that don't know, let me give you a little bit of history about the word lynching. Lynching is the illegal execution of a person by a mob. They say that the name lynching is derived from a terrorist who held the job as justice of the peace. Ain't that something? His name was Charles Lynch, 1736 to 1796. He lynched people. He engaged in and terrorism in Virginia. After the establishment of the Ku Klux Klan in 1867, which by the by was the same year that the NRA was established. No coinkydink there. The numbers of people of African descent were lynched dramatically. After all, when you organize, you can get a lot of things done. Lynching is no exception. Between the years of 1880 and 1920, an average of two Africans, people of African descent, a week were lynched in the United States. On March 9th, 1892, three businessmen of African descent were lynched in Memphis. And when Ida B. Wells, wrote an article condemning those who lynched three businessmen of African descent, terrorists destroyed her printing press. They declared that they intended to lynch her as well, but she was visiting in Philadelphia at the time. This was in Memphis, Tennessee. Is my phone number. At least you don't understand, or you give credit where credit is not due. The first bill that would have made the lynching of American citizens a federal crime was introduced by a man by the name of George Henry White. Do you know who George Henry White was? George Henry White was the last man who was enslaved in America to serve in the United States Congress, and the only man of African descent in the House of Representatives. He introduced a bill in 1901 that would have made it a federal crime. He made the argument that any person participating actively in or acting as an accessory in a lynching should be convicted of treason. He said that there were 109 people lynched in 1899. 87 of them were Africans. What do you think happened to that bill? You think it passed? Of course not. During the First World War, 10 African men, soldiers from the First World War, still in their army uniforms, were lynched. Between the 1919 and 1922, 239 Africans were lynched by white mobs. More than any were killed by acts of violence and unrecorded lynchings. In none of these cases was a white person punished for these crimes. In 1930, there was a man by the name of Dr. Arthur Raper. He was commissioned to produce a report on lynching. 3,724 people were lynched in the United States from 1889 through 1930. All of the lynchers were native white people. Most of the victims were tortured, mutilated, dragged, burned. And of the tens of thousands of lynchers, murderers, terrorists, and onlookers, only 49 people. Now I want to say that again. Of the tens of thousands of lynchers and onlookers, only 49 were indicted and only 4 were sentenced. Some people put hope in the hands of Franklin D. Roosevelt, hoping that in 1932 that he would bring an end to lynching. Two African people campaigned against it: Mary McLeod Bethune, Walter Francis White. There was an agreement to draft a bill that would punish the crime of lynching. In 1935, attempts were made to persuade Roosevelt to support the Costigan-Wagner bill. However, Roosevelt refused to speak out in favor of the bill that would punish sheriffs who failed to protect their prisoners from lynch mobs. The President of the United States argued that white voters in the South would never forgive him if he supported the bill, and he would therefore lose the next election. Even though there was a story at the time of a man, the lynching of a man by the name of Reuben Stacy. Six deputies escorted Stacy to a Dade County jail in Miami. No surprise that it's Florida, is it? In 1935. He was taken by a white mob from the jail and hanged by the side of the home of Marion Jones, who had accused him of rape. The New York Times later reported that subsequent investigations revealed that Stacy was a homeless tenant farmer. He had gone to the house to ask for food. The woman became frightened and screamed when she saw Stacy's face, and they hung him. (454) is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call. Good
morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding, Darius. How are you?
I'm fine. I hope this is not going to be a closure, you know, what they considering doing, because there's got to be some monetary restoration involved in this too.
Yeah.
I mean, not just "oh, we sorry" and you pass a little bill,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be some restoration. There's got to be some monetary restoration involved in that.
Mm.
I mean, an apology is should be the beginning, but not the end.
It's supposed to, and you know what is interesting to me is that the vote that's going to take place on this bill is going to be a voice vote.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, you know, a person, but, you know, here's the thing. We're talking about voting, or talking about passing a resolution to express remorse over the failure to outlaw lynching in the United States. And yet each senator, each congressperson, or each senator, because this is coming out of the Senate, each senator is not going to speak by voice and say yay to this. It's just going to be a voice vote. That's meaningless.
Right.
That's meaningless. Say it. Let me see it come out. Let me hear it come out your mouth. Let your constituents hear it come out your mouth.
Correct.
And they're not even doing that.
Symbolic.
It's a half-baked symbolic act.
Yeah, and I believe it's really, obviously, it must be something. The pressure is being put on about restoration. It must be a certain amount of pressure applied to it in order for them to make this decision.
And by the by,
yeah,
it's a non-binding measure.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for your call.
All right, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Veronica, good morning.
Good morning, young lady. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
That's wonderful. I was calling to just put it out there for my coworkers. I was a custodian for the Board of Education, and I was suspended without cause. I got my charges after I was walked off of the premises.
Have you talked to your union?
Oh, yes. I've talked to the union. You
and
know
what
they told me?
What did your union tell you?
Told me that...
And that would be... the
Local 2000.
Yeah, that's SEIU.
That we don't have binding arbitration, which...
Okay, here's what I would like to do, Veronica. I would like to take your... I'm going to put you on hold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get your information. Howard's going to get the information from you.
Okay.
Because we will talk about this on Wednesday on the School Watch, but I want to talk to you before that because this ties rather nicely into some challenges that I'm having with local SEIU right now.
Okay.
All right, so let me put you on hold.
Okay, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Al, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Liz. Most people would say, well, that was my ancestor. What did that have to do with me right now, today? But what they don't know is that people are still, they still racist. Liz, I was behind a lady in Snook, two of them. And I had on my uniform now. I was in blue. And the one lady told the other lady, well, hold on to your bags because, and the other lady said, why? Because they just had a robbery. But she seen me right in the back of them. Seen me in my uniform, Liz.
In your police uniform.
it was just not a police. I was in my Tri-State uniform.
Okay.
And it was just amazing. I was saying to myself, I could have been a police officer. I could have been in a military uniform. And she would have still said that. It's just amazing how ignorant some people are. I mean, they look at TV and they believe everything that TV tell them about black folks. That everybody wear their pants down, have a mouth full of gold, tattoos. I didn't have none of that. Clean cut and everything. Hold on to your bags. I just don't understand how ignorant some people can be.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes.
Yes.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to hear you in operation this morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering if maybe you could kind of help me clear up an issue that I was wondering about. School buses, mm-hmm. for instance. Do the school bus drivers have a seat belt that holds their themselves in place?
I believe so. I believe so.
Okay, for a long time, school bus drivers did not have a safety belt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if they had one now.
I believe so, but Bill, I don't know for certain.
Okay, then that means that the children that's in the school bus are expendable and the driver is not. And is that what they're telling you?
I think that would be a fair conclusion to draw.
Okay. I was just kind of curious to see what your opinion of it was.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that would be a fair conclusion to draw.
The thing that just kind of makes me wonder is that all of this issue about click it or ticket and all of that.
They're not stopping school. If school buses don't have seat belts, they're not stopping school buses, are they? And Lord, that they should be stopping a school bus with a bunch of babies in there that don't. Because if you're driving your car and your baby is not in there and they're little
special
carrier, you get a big ticket, right?
Sure.
But a bus full of babies won't.
Yeah.
Isn't that
just
something?
Just because it happens to be a corporate-owned bus, then that's, what do they call that, corporate welfare?
Mm. Yes, they do.
Is that what that is?
Yes, okay. They do.
Thank you, Liz.
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it.
454-0400 is my phone number. I'm Liz Brown. We're taking a break. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Stay with me.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with every day that passes by.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Northbound 270 at Big Bend, there's an accident on the right shoulder and it's jammed all the way back to Gravois. Northbound 55 between Lindbergh and Gasconade, look for normal traffic this hour. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler Plant and 270, look for slow traffic this hour. Westbound 255 between Telegraph and 55, look for no problems to report. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson, Clayton, Warson, and look for slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 270 between 367 and New Florissant Road. Everything is returned back to normal. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. Look for that traffic to be easing this hour. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge. Look for that traffic to start easing up this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing looks good. 367 is closed over Moline Creek until August to replace the bridge. The southbound detour is west on 272 New Halls Ferry South. The northbound detour is north on Halls Ferry to 270 East. Clayton at Skinker, those lights are working incorrectly. Expect delays. And Old St. Charles Road at Teresa Avenue, look for an accident there. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, even Toyotas, need periodic attention. And when it's time, make sure you bring your car to your local Toyota dealer for offering factory-trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts. That's Toyota confidence. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. For the rest of today, look forward to a chance for showers this morning and a chance for showers and or thunderstorms this afternoon. The high should be around 90. The chance of rain today is 60%. For this evening, mostly cloudy in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms are expected with a low in the upper 60s. For Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-80s. Tuesday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s. Then moving on to Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under cloudy conditions, we have 75 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 75 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Remember that song you sang in Sunday school? Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Since 1994, Hope for the Nations has reached out in love to children in 20 countries on 4 continents, providing the security to help homeless children grow into confident young people, educating and training them to become effective community leaders, helping them to help others through business development. Discover how Hope for the Nations reaches out in love to the children of the world. Get involved yourself. Visit www.hopeforthenations.com. That's hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, a nonprofit organization turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
It's the biggest pay-per-view in total non-stop action wrestling history. 3 incredible years. It's Slammiversary. Sunday night, June 19th, live and exclusively on pay-per-view. Featuring the return of the King of the Mountain Match. As NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the phenomenal AJ Styles defends against Jeff Jarrett, the alpha male Monty Brown, the 6'8" Monster Abyss, and a very special wild card entrant. As these 5 warriors step into the most dangerous match in wrestling today. The King of the Mountain Match. Plus, the X Division Champion, the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels, defends against Chris Sabin and Michael Shane. Plus, the Truth versus the Outlaw, America's Most Wanted, the 3 Live Crew, and what will Raven have in store for the anniversary show? Live from Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida, it's Slammiversary. Sunday night, June 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Live and exclusively on pay-per-view.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
We don't need no more trouble.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want a toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz. This is Ike.
Yes, Ike. Good morning.
I want to comment about the bus drivers about being locked in a seatbelt. Yes, that's been in effect for years.
Okay.
And because of they're not, because I was over busing, and we caught a driver without his seat on, he'd be fired automatic on the spot. And he wouldn't drive the bus on another foot. He'll just get away back to the lot, and his check will be there.
You're talking about school buses.
School buses.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, if you lock a school kid in the in a seat, seats may malfunction. That's why they never did it. We never did because remember the little incident last year, the little girl grabbed the steering wheel and got the bus to the side when the lady had the heart attack? Kids are very smart out here these days. But when we follow the buses through their routes and the bus driver's off the route, a kid standing up, that driver's fired because 80% of the problem is the bus driver's fault. I ride behind late law in the city sometimes since I have nothing to do and just ride around them. They are not control of these children. Period.
Okay.
And they should be fired automatically. I wish they had a say so. I tried to talk to people in late law, but they didn't want me there because I said, no, I'll be a safety man and ride these buses through the route and see where the problem's at. 80% is the bus driver's fault, and they are afraid of these kids, and they're too timid and inexperienced to drive heavy equipment like that.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Howard, I'm going to need a dictionary again. I'm looking at the resolution that's going to be offered up by the Senate. And this is about enslavement. And the resolution is going to be taken up today in chambers. And the resolution reads in part that it's a non-binding resolution, or non-binding measure, I guess. And it says in part that the United States Senate expresses most solemn regrets of the Senate to the descendants of the victims of lynching. And I wanted to look up the word regret to see what that word means and if it is the appropriate word for this circumstance. And as I'm looking up the word regret, I have to say that this is what it says. It says look back upon with a feeling of distress or loss, to feel sorrow or grief, distress of the mind for recalling some past event. And when you wrap those words around, the enormity of the issue that we are dealing with, lynching, and the top lawmakers in the country failing to see the need. We're talking about from the president on down, failing to write legislation to deal with this, to address this, to criminalize this, act of terrorism. It's really mind-boggling that the word regret is used. But there are other words that express the loss and the crime committed against people of African descent because of the color of their skin. And when you think about where this country has come from and the things that have occurred with lynching, the history of lynching, the cost of lynching, it's breathtaking. Between 1865 and 1965, 2,400 people of African descent were lynched in the United States. The most significant one particular case was a man by the name of Michael Donald. And Michael Donald, 1981, the trial of Josephus Anderson, an African charged with the murder of a white policeman, took place in Mobile. At the end of the case, the jury was unable to reach a verdict. This upset members of the Ku Klux Klan, who believed that the reason why they were unable to reach a verdict was that members of the jury were African Americans. A meeting was held after the trial. Benny Hayes, the second highest ranking official of the Klan in Alabama, said, "If a black man gets away with killing a white man, then we ought to be able to get away with killing a black man." So, on Saturday, the 21st of March, 1981, let me say that again, 1981, Benny Hayes' son, Henry Hayes, James Knowles, decided that they would take revenge for the failure of the court to convict a man for killing a policeman. They traveled around Mobile in their car till they found a 19-year-old Michael Donald walking home. After forcing him into the car, Donald was taken to the next county where he was lynched. There was an investigation. And eventually, local police claimed that Michael Donald had been murdered as a result of a disagreement over drugs. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. This was 1981. Still no anti-lynching law on the books. I'll be back. I got something I want to talk about. Y'all listen here. Time has come to end my feelings. Yeah. There's just so much confusion going down. I'm not the kind to be complaining. But sometimes you got to stand out from the crowd. Everyone got their own opinion.
ALS is a disease that can paralyze the body, yet the mind remains alert and clear. ALS is a disease that you can help fight, and all you need is your feet. The ALS Association, along with WGNU Radio, invite you to walk with us on Saturday, June 25th, at Steinberg Rink in Forest Park. To join the walk, pick up your registration forms at WGNU or register online at www.alsa-stl.org, or you can call 314-534-0610. We'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, June 25th, at the Walk to Defeat ALS.
The Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you by
BlackOwnWeb.com, an internet directory of black-owned businesses. To find a black-owned business, log on www.blackownedweb.com, or to get your business listed, call 994-3107, 994-3107, BlackOwnedWeb.com.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Baghdad.
25 more American troops died last week in the conflict in Iraq. 5 Marines died in a roadside explosion Thursday in western Iraq. Another soldier was killed at a forward base near Tunes. The Army says his death was non-combat related. Another Marine died in a vehicle accident Wednesday near the town of Heat. A soldier died Wednesday in Tikrit when an improvised explosive device blew up his Bradley fighting vehicle. An Army private died in Baghdad on Wednesday. A similar device blew up his Humvee. An Army private died Wednesday in Nippur when a wrecker he was riding in rolled over. 2 other soldiers died in Tikrit in an unexplained explosion on Wednesday. A Marine died in another vehicle accident near a town called Ansir Uranium. A soldier died Tuesday in combat near Tal Afar on Tuesday. Another soldier was killed when, in Baghdad Tuesday, his Humvee was blown up. A 19-year-old female soldier died last Sunday in Kirkuk when an explosive device blew up the vehicle she was riding in. And an investigation is ongoing regarding 2 soldiers who died in an explosion at a forward base last Tuesday. At first, it was believed they died in a mortar attack, but explosives experts now say the blast pattern is inconsistent with a mortar attack. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update, brought to you by
BlackOwnWeb.com, an internet directory of black-owned businesses. To find a black-owned business, log on www.blackownedweb.com, or to get your business listed, call 994-3107, 994-3107. BlackOwnWeb.com.
With eHarmony, the matching process wasn't something that put any stress on me.
You get to see inside of the person before you see the person.
Imagine a process of finding the love of your life that doesn't require writing a witty paragraph about yourself for the world to see.
It wasn't about trying to be competitive with other people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Imagine a place where you're matched based on who you really are.
You're not basing it on, you know, am I at the right bar at the right time?
With eHarmony, it felt more like people were truly interested in who I was as a person.
If you're ready for a better way to find your true love, graduate to eHarmony.com. Get your eHarmony personality profile and see for yourself how eHarmony.com can help you find the love of your life.
That term soulmate actually came to mean something.
It was just like absolute magic. Like no other experience I've ever had in my life.
Animal lovers, show your stripes. Wear the new Animals Always wristband. The St. Louis Zoo is selling these black and white zebra striped wristbands for $1 each. Proceeds will benefit the Zoo Wild Care Institute's efforts to sustain wildlife and wild places in 12 centers around the world. Get your wristbands at St. Louis Zoo gift shops or at participating Schnucks markets. Or order 5 or more online at www.stlzoo.org. News you can use from WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up and get to me. We have much to talk about. The United States Senate is going to take up the issue of lynching, the failure of this country to pass one single law that prohibits the lynching of its citizens. From a paper, the Charleston, in 1918, there is scarcely a day that passes that newspapers don't tell about a Negro soldier lynched in his uniform. from the Vicksburg Evening Post, May 4, 1919. All social classes, women and children, were present at the scene. Many ladies of high society followed the crowd from outside the prisons. Other joined in from neighboring Terrence's. When the Negro's corpse fell, pieces of the rope were hotly contested for. When everybody had had enough, this is in a French magazine. When everybody has had enough, the corpse is brought down. The rope is cut into small pieces, which are sold for about $2 or $3 a piece. Yet no laws. Yet no laws. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Paul Robeson, in a speech on lynching in Madison Square Garden, September 12th, 1946. This swelling wave of lynch murders and mob assaults against Negro women and Negro men represents the ultimate limit of the bestial brutality to which the enemies of democracies, be they German Nazis or American Ku Kluxers. It represents how far they are willing to go in imposing their will. Are we going to give our America over to the Eastland, to the Rankins, to the Bilbos? If not, then stop the lynchers. What about it, President Truman? Why have you failed to speak out against this evil? When will the federal government take effective action to uphold our constitutional guarantees? The leaders of this country can call out the Army and the Navy to stop the railroad workers. The leaders of this country can call out the Army and Navy to stop the maritime workers. Why can't they stop the lynchers? And don't forget that the poem Strange Fruit was written after a photograph was viewed of the lynching of Thomas Shipp and Abram Smith. It was written by a man who was a member of the Communist Party, published this poem in the Marxist journal The New Masses in 1939. And y'all know it from the Billie Holiday song, Southern Trees Bear a Strange Fruit, Blood on the Leaves and Blood at the Root, Black Bodies Swinging in the Southern Breeze, Strange Fruit Hanging from the Poplar Trees, Pastoral Scene of the Gallant South, The Bulging Eyes and the Twisted Mouth, Scent of Magnolia, Sweet and Fresh, And then all of a sudden, The Smell of Burning Flesh. If you just think about the words to that song, and you place, or that poem, and you place those words in their context. This man was writing about something as hideous as murder. Murder. Murder Most Foul. And Murder Most Foul in America. And Murder Most Foul because there was no federal crime against it. No federal crime for the fact that Southern Trees are swinging with the fruit of black bodies. And in the year 2005, our good United States Senate says we're going to apologize. We are going to express solemn regret by voice vote on a non-binding resolution. We have solemn regret, but I ain't gonna say it. In the next hour, we're going to have Dr. Alvin F. Poussam, psychiatrist, director of the Medical Center at the Judge Baker Children's Center and at Harvard Medical School, joining us from Boston. We're going to be talking about our children. You know Dr. Alvin Poussam. He worked with Bill Cosby on the Cosby shows and the psychological messages going out from the shows. We're going to be talking about the psychological messages being directed to our children. I'm Liz Brown. This will be the wake-up call. Stay with me.
You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below knee.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. The highway sign says 65 miles an hour. Your speedometer may say 75. That cushion's raising concern.
Particularly travel on rural interstates. We're seeing a tremendous increase in the deaths rate.
Jim Champagne with the Governor's Highway Safety Association says traffic deaths have gone up since the national speed limit was repealed 10 years ago. ABC's John Bascom has more.
Speeding causes one-third of all highway fatalities. Experts say given the increased use of seatbelts and the increasingly safe design of new cars, we could have expected to see a decline in speed-related fatalities. But the fact is, safer cars loaded with airbags and seatbelts are still no match for a driver exceeding the speed limit.
The longer the Michael Jackson jury deliberates the child molestation case, the more the defense may worry. They've been at it 28 hours.
This is the deep worry zone for the defense. Clearly, there's at least enough to deliberate about. This is not a case where the jurors went in and said the state just didn't have a case at all. So, yes, if you're on the defense team right now, you are becoming increasingly worried.
ABC's Cynthia McFadden. Natalie Holloway's mother says the three young men most recently arrested on Aruba in her daughter's disappearance know what happened to the Alabama teen. Reuben Trappenberg is a government spokesman.
We're just going to have to find out what happened to Natalie. It may be, the answer may be in these three suspects. It may be in the former two. And it may be that she can still be found.
She vanished 2 weeks ago on a senior trip. The Senate officially apologizes for its failure to outlaw lynching, a crime that cost the lives of over 4,700 people.
The Senate, unfortunately, played a particular role in allowing lynchings to continue, in some ways unabated, by failing on many occasions to enact legislation.
Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu. The House passed it a few times. The Senate failed to act until now. This is ABC News.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Go ahead. Have a seat.
Awesome.
So, why don't you start by telling me about yourself and what you'd like to do here at GM?
Okay. Definitely something low maintenance. I don't really do the whole waking up before noon thing. Going the extra mile isn't really my bag either. Come to think of it, I'm usually pretty hit or miss even on first mile.
I'm sorry, do you even want to work here?
Not really, dude, but I'd love to have at that GM employee discount.
Well, okay, why don't we just give you the discount then, and we'll call it a day.
Sweet.
And now, for the first time in history, anyone can get the GM employee discount. It's a great price. You pay what we pay, not a cent more. On 2005 cars and trucks from Chevy, Pontiac, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Saturn, Hummer, and Saab, excluding Corvette, at participating dealers only. The GM employee discount for everyone. Event ends July 5th. Take delivery by 7505. See dealer for details.
Rapid fire attacks in Iraq. Two suicide car bombings north of Baghdad have killed five Iraqi police officers and a firefighter. In Baghdad, a bomber aimed for a U.S. convoy and missed, killing a six-year-old girl instead. The roads of eastern Iowa will be crowded with more farm equipment than usual. The Great Eastern Tractorcade gets underway today. ABC's Steve Taylor has that story.
Let it not be said that they don't know how to celebrate tractors in East Iowa. Almost 500 tractor enthusiasts begin in the metropolis of Piasta, a three-day tour of scenic roads and other tiny towns. Centralia, Bankston, Farley, lunch in Cascade, then to Canton and on to the Jackson County Fairgrounds in Maquoketa. And that's only the Monday itinerary. The excitement will continue on Tuesday and Wednesday through another string of towns where tractors really have pull. Steve Taylor, ABC News.
I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 4 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's news, traffic, and weather. This hour's news is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. In the news in your 9 o'clock hour, it's been 2 years and there's still no sign of a missing Pine Lawn boy. 9-year-old Christian Ferguson of Pine Lawn went missing on June 11th, 2003, after his father claims he was kidnapped during a carjacking in North St. Louis. Family and friends marked the second solemn anniversary by conducting a search over the weekend. Anyone with any information is asked to call St. Louis Police Department at 314-444-5622. A woman is recovering after a late-night stabbing in North St. Louis. Police say the woman stabbed another woman during a confrontation in the 4200 block of North Kings Highway at just before 11:30 last evening. Both women reportedly suffer from mental problems. The victim's injuries aren't said to be life-threatening. The other woman was taken to a psychiatric ward. The search for a man whose boat capsized in Carlisle Lake is over. The body of 46-year-old David Wayne Tolson of Danville was recovered Friday morning near Boulder Boat Ramp. Authorities say Tolson and another man were boating Thursday afternoon when their boat was hit by a strong wave. The other man managed to swim to safety. And finally this hour, a month-long blood drive in St. Louis area aimed at honoring the armed forces is underway. The Salute a Veteran blood drive is the first ever campaign that recognizes our nation's military veterans. Donors will receive a Salute a Veteran t-shirt, and their donation will be dedicated to the veteran or current service member serving overseas. That campaign runs through July 3rd. For more information, you can call the Community Blood Center of St. Louis at 314-291-4741. This hour's news has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. This month only, McDonald's fries could mean a Cardinals prize. Free or discounted tickets, road trips, seats from Busch Stadium, and more. Over 3 million prizes and offers. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Six minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Now let's take a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Eastbound 70 between 94 and Blanchette, look for major road construction. Two left lanes are closed. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between Lindbergh and 44, expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge, no problems to report. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge to 55, no problems there. Westbound 270 at Chain of Rocks Bridge, all the way into Washington, Elizabeth, everything is on the move in both directions. 40 at Hanley, traffic is flowing freely. Northbound 270 at 44, you have no problems to report this hour. Westbound 70 between the Earth City Expressway and Blanchette Bridge, look for road maintenance operations having the left lane closed. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed this hour for maintenance. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge is flowing freely. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing. Everything is on the move. And Clayton and Skinker, those traffic lights are still working incorrectly, so you can expect delays. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. That's 1-800-2-DONATE, or you can visit 1-800-2-DONATE.org for more details. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. For today, chance of showers this morning and this afternoon. The chance of rain is 60%. The high should be around 90. For this evening, mostly cloudy in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The low should be in the upper 60s. Moving on to Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-80s. Tuesday evening, partly cloudy once again with a low in the lower 60s. And then on Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU at 9 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, we have 75 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 75 degrees as well. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's Mondays at 9. That's up next following this edition of The Healthy Family. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Healthy Family, presented by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, reminding you to keep alcohol out of the hands of kids. Learn more at MissouriPrevention.org.
Several minor earthquakes have rumbled along the New Madrid Fault Zone through southeast Missouri this year. If a bigger earthquake were to occur, it would be felt far and wide. What can you do to prepare? The Federal Emergency Management Agency has this advice for families. Bolt down and secure your heater, refrigerator, furnace, and gas appliances to wall studs. Have your gas company install an automatic shutoff valve that's triggered by strong vibrations. Put large and heavy objects on lower shelves. Fasten shelves, mirrors, and large picture frames to walls. Anchor overhead lighting fixtures. Install flexible pipe fittings to avoid gas or water leaks. Locate safe spots in each room of the house under a sturdy table or against an inside wall. Hold earthquake drills with your family members. The drill is drop, cover, and hold on. Go to www.fema.gov for more information. I'm Julie Anderson with The Healthy Family.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Latino. And we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world and how they affect us. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome, welcome to Mondays at 9. My goodness. I can't get over it. Every time that we turn around, we are seeing efforts afoot to determine how we see the world. Efforts afoot to determine how we understand the world. Efforts afoot to make certain that we see the world a certain way and experience the world a certain way. As adults, there's a story coming out of the Richmond Times out of Virginia that our good government is going to be spending $100 million. Our good government, in particular the U.S. Special Operations Command, they have hired three firms to produce newspaper stories, television broadcasts, and websites to spread American propaganda overseas. They want to market to them about us. Every day, young people are targeted. Videos are now... rap videos are now... McDonald's has hired rappers to include burger pushes up in their videos. You walk into to public bathrooms and you close the door and you see advertising on the back of the bathroom door. Despite all of these efforts to market at us, market at them, the one place that you thought that marketing that would escape the tentacles of those who market at us, one would think that the one group of human beings left on the planet that would not have marketing directed to them is the group of people that can't talk yet, that can't read yet, that can't write yet. But there's so much left to learn, Grasshopper. Apparently, HBO... has created a program called A Classical Baby, designed to introduce young children to masterpieces of classical music, painting, and dance. Huh. Is this healthy? Does it matter? Can babies be impacted by marketing? Well, we need to have a discussion about that. And our guest this morning to facilitate that conversation is Dr. Alvin F. Poussin, psychiatrist, director of the Medical Center at the Judge Baker Children's Center and at Harvard Medical School, joining us from Boston, Massachusetts. Dr. Poussin, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought our babies would be exempt from this, but apparently they're not.
Well, they're not. I think there's a lot of marketing that targets babies, building on the fear of parents. Babies and very young children, for instance, in any baby store, they have CDs of the Mozart effect, which parents purchase to play because supposedly listening to Mozart will make their children more in intelligent or make their brains developed. And there's actually no evidence for that or no studies that indicate that. But parents are so anxious and want their children to do well, they buy these CDs anyway, and the marketers make quite a bit of money from that. But there's absolutely no evidence that that makes any difference. Now, children should listen to music, all different kinds of music. But for parents that think that buying a particular CD called the Mozart Effect will make a major difference in the child's intellectual development is just not supported by any studies that have been done.
But it certainly, lays the groundwork. This concept of putting earphones around the belly of a pregnant woman, playing Mozart to the child inside of her womb, that lays the groundwork for programs like Classical Baby, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I think CDs and videos for infants like Baby Einstein and many, many others that they market to parents, yes, that laid the groundwork, I think, for a show like Classical Baby, suggesting that exposing infants, they talk about infants with their parents watching TV and the parents interacting with the babies, that somehow that this is going to make the babies develop more appropriately, or in fact, again, makes them perhaps more intelligent because they're exposed to it. Now, this is very problematic because the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that children below the age of two should not watch television at all because they're not sure of how it affects the rapidly developing brain of an infant or very young toddler, because your brain is being hardwired at that time. And they feel that the best thing for babies is to interact with the environment, with adults, to play and to listen. And, of course, you introduce them to many different things, but the idea that having them look at a screen, TV, is going to make a big difference is very, very problematic. And there's maybe some risk to it, which we don't know about, because, again, there's no research built into these programs where someone later discovers, hey, the children who are watching this, listening to these tapes and so on, will develop in some better fashion. I think it's very clear that Classical Baby will be marketed with CDs.
Of course,
and with and DVDs, so they're going to be in the baby stores too, and parents are going to see it, and they're going to say this is a way of introducing your child to the arts and to the great music of the world, and they'll get a better appreciation for it if they watch this material. Again, what does this mean? If parents again wanting to do the right thing for their children are going to believe the marketers, and they're going to make quite a bit of money marketing those. DVDs or videos to parents for children. The other problem is, introducing to children to TV so early, they get in a habit of looking at a screen, expecting entertainment from a screen, and we have such a problem with children, very young children. Watching 3 and 4 hours of television a day. I mean, to think that parents are always going to be there interacting with their children watching TV is unrealistic. That should be, but often it doesn't happen. So I think that too often the television acts as a babysitter, even for kids in their, in their playpen, who can't walk yet.
And it also, when you have these slick packaging, when you have these programs on HBO, it kind of takes away some of the guilt that some parents may be feeling about exposing their children to television, because they're feeling like, well, I'm doing something good for my child.
Well, that's right. They may feel they're doing something good, but they may be establishing a habit that may not be good for the children in the long run. As you know, television is one of the culprits in the overweight and obesity problem among our children, because they spend so much time passively watching it and not engaged in physical activity.
Or even with the understanding that they should be engaging in physical activity.
That's right. That's right. It's usually the TV, except for some public service announcements and some plugs here and there. for children to go out and play some of the channels. They're not playing if they're watching the television.
Now, going back to Classical Baby, have you had a chance to see it?
Yeah, I've seen excerpts from it and so on. Yes.
And what did you see? Could you describe
it's very,
it?
It's an like a kid in diapers with, as you know, conducting an orchestra with animal audience and so on. And the program, I think, is probably very entertaining. And I'm sure they tested it on infants to see and on young children to see how much interest. It's similar to like Teletubbies, which they also marketed a number of years ago as good for children as young as 1 year of age and said it was an educational program. But they don't describe how it's educational. The fact that children enjoy it and will watch it on the screen
because
they see cute things, well, doesn't mean that it's educational. Children do a lot of things. They like a lot of things. They like a lot of candy and so on. But it doesn't mean it's good for their health. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But the proponents of HBO's Classical Baby would say, well, there aren't any commercials on it. What's wrong with it? We're really not marketing to anybody because there aren't any commercials.
Well, see, what they're going to market is similar to Teletubbies. What they will market are the products, you see, from the show. Who knows which may come out of this. Suppose the show's very popular and they sell a lot of DVDs or video, or maybe there's other spin-off types of products that can also come out of it that can be marketed to children, even though there's not any particular advertising. The other thing that is marketing is HBO itself. Mm-hmm. If, that is, you subscribe to HBO, if parents feel, hey, there's a really unique educational program on HBO, they're going to make my kids smarter and help them develop in some cultural way that's positive, they might subscribe to HBO.
And not only that, we have another message to parents that here's another way that something can babysit my child and I don't have to feel so guilty about it. Maybe I will take some of my money that I was going to use to buy something else to buy cable.
Yeah, that's true. Although the producers of the program do emphasize that the parents should be interacting with the infants or the young kids while they're watching this particular program. Now, they emphasize that, but I'm saying realistically, that may not happen with most parents who watch the program, because even now, they'll turn on a TV and put kids in the playpen. You know, all the other children's shows are preschoolers. And then there's a problem of the risk that may be there because of the caution that the American Academy of Pediatrics gives about children under two watching television at all.
And the idea of bringing that television brings culture to children or anybody else is really runs contrary to the whole concept of the boob tube. You know, since when does television really bring culture to anybody?
Well, you know, people learn a lot from television, both good and bad. Unfortunately, the television and the advertisers are creating a lot of values that people are picking up from TV and children pick up from TV. Now, educational TV programs like Sesame Street and some of the other ones have been shown with older children, like 3, 4 preschoolers, 4 and 5, to help somewhat in their learning. It's not like super dramatic, but apparently they do learn something from that. But the question too is it the best way to learn?
But Dr. Poussin, that Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers and all of that, they're not saying that we are bringing culture to children. They're saying that we are helping educate children. This is a different ploy. This is a different statement about HBO Baby.
Well, I think that's a very good point, because HBO, the ads and so on for Classical Baby do talk about bringing culture and the arts and classical music and painting and dance to babies, whereas on programs like Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers, there's songs, there's singing, there's songs from around the world, there's dancing.
There's colors, there's counting and words and all of that.
Right, there are words. There's all a big mix. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, they're bringing the culture of a particular country. And Sesame Street is syndicated around the world in different languages, mm-hmm. and also with the own local production of many of the Sesame shows, so that it expresses the culture of that particular environment, but still is teaching the children about that particular culture, but not in such a targeted way. I don't think that Sesame Street is saying, "Hey, we're gonna help you to appreciate Claude Monet, the great artist."
There you go.
When you're older.
There you go. Yeah,
I mean, how would anyone know? And who's going to study the effect of exposing children to the artworks of Monet as an infant, and whether later that's going to mean anything?
How would you test that?
I don't know how you would test that.
Would you test
I really
that?
Don't. That's why I think some of it's a little bit of a hype.
And the other piece of it is that we live in such a class-based society. Isn't this kind of exploiting the sense of differences of class in our culture, that you are kind of like telling folks that the way to get culture for your child, you may not have gotten culture, but the way that your baby can have culture, because that's the goal, is to have culture, is to sit your baby in front of the television and have them watch HBO Classical Baby.
Right. There's an issue there. There's a class issue there. There's a value judgment about who has what is the best culture.
There you go.
What should children be exposed to?
How do you define culture?
A better human being. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's mostly, of course, Western European.
There you go.
Oriented culture. I think they kind of in one of the sequences a plan to play the music of Duke Ellington, but I think that's the only one. The rest of them are mostly European classic conductors.
So there we go, reinforcing the stereotype that classical comes from a certain part of the world, a certain type of culture.
Right, it does. They're going to have music by Johann Sebastian Bach and others, and a lot of music from the Nutcracker, mm-hmm. Suite, and so on. Yes, it's and Claude Debussy. These are the European giants in classical music, and a value judgment, again, just like the Mozart effect, that somehow classical music is far superior to any other kind of music and can do wonders for your developing child.
They don't have a HBO Jazz Baby.
No, they don't.
You know, we have to take a break. I'm talking.
Blues Baby.
There you go. Blues Baby either. We're talking to Dr. Alvin S. Poussin, psychiatrist, director of the Medical Center at the Judge Baker Children's Center at Harvard Medical School. He's joining us from Boston, Massachusetts. We are talking about HBO's Classical Baby. I'm Liz Brown. This is Mondays at 9. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its event and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
When I travel, I like to take my time, except when it comes to earning rewards. Luckily, Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels are offering triple Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards credit with every qualifying stay this summer. So I'll be flying three times faster. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for details. We'll see you there.
Receive 1.5 credits instead of 0.5 credits for qualifying stays with arrival between June 1st and August 31st, 2005. All Rapid Rewards rules and regulations apply.
No prescription drug coverage? Now there's help. Introducing the Merck Prescription Discount Program. You may be eligible for discounts of 15 to 40% on Merck drugs, regardless of age or income. Call 1-800-50-MERCK to enroll. It's free to join, and there are no membership costs. The new Merck Prescription Discount Program. It's one more way Merck puts patients first. Call 1-800-50-MERCK.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability. This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a close.
It's not the bare moon that excites me. The thrills and delights me. Oh, no. Yes. Just as nervous as you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh, no, yes, just the nearness of you.
This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Mondays at 9. Our guest this morning is Dr. Alvin F. Poussin, psychiatrist director of the Medical Center at the Judge Baker Children's Center at Harvard Medical School. He's joining us from Boston, Massachusetts, and we're talking about a new program, HBO's Classical Baby. Dr. Poussin, welcome back.
Thank you.
Talk to us about the impact of marketing on children in general. I mean, aren't our children, isn't this kind of like an unprecedented point in our history where our children are targeted and marketed at constantly?
Yeah, they spend millions of billions of dollars actually marketing products to children over the past decades, and it seems to have been increasing, and I mean targeting children on preschool programs, on some of the cable channels and so on. And most of the marketing to children is for food products, candy, fast food, a lot of toys, which may not work the way they say they work. And they're after the dollars that come from children through their parents to get these products. The marketing is very sophisticated. They actually, in some of the material coming out of the advertising agencies, talk about the nag factor, getting children to nag the parents for certain types of items. Then they have a lot of very sophisticated toy tie-ins to the marketing. For instance, they'll put a toy, like, say, Teletubbies, and they'll have a licensing deal with, say, a hamburger place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that which places they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, you can get a toy if you come in and you buy this very special meal from us, and you'll find a toy inside for you. So the children see that advertised on television, and then they tell the parents, listen, take me to so-and-so so I can, because I want to get the toy out of that meal. So the parents take them to the junk food place, and the kids get the toy, but they also eat a big hamburger. Then the whole parents may end up eating a big hamburger. This, if you look at it, may lead to an overweight or obesity problem in young children because of that type of marketing, which begins at a very early age. Teletubbies targets children as young as 1 year of age.
And so they're marketing a lot of these products, including candy, high sugary cereals, and so on many of these programs, as well as the other items to parents, you know, with clothes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to capture the money in that market. So our children are being bombarded with advertising. It's as if what they're trying to do at a very early age is to get children to be consumers and to be part of a consumer culture, like you buy all the time, and you become a victim of advertising, which is frequently saying, listen, if you get this product, if you buy this food, if you eat this candy, it's going to make you happy, it's going to make you feel better, or it's going to give you some special status with the other kids if you buy these products. And it's very, very effective with children and, of course, on adults, too, because we all go out there and we frequently spend our money needlessly because the ads are telling us it will make us somehow a better person or give us more status to have this product, to have that product, and we do it. So they spend a lot of money on advertising to children because there's a big payoff. The other thing they're trying to do is to frequently at a very early age to establish brand loyalty in children so that they want this product or that product. And they use a lot of TV characters to do this. If you go into the supermarket, you'll see TV characters from children's shows on all kinds of products, candies, macaroni and cheese and so on, trying to get the kids to buy these products by linking them to children popular TV characters, including characters from Sesame Street and many characters on channel like Nickelodeon. And it it proves to be very effective. You know, in Sweden, they don't allow marketing to children under the age of 12.
So that means that there are no commercials. There are no commercials. None of that. None of that stuff.
Not directed at children.
Well, didn't we used to do that? Didn't we used to have a prohibition on marketing at children?
We used to limit it, but then there was deregulation.
Right.
And now you can advertise all over on children's programming and even on public television. PBS, which started off to be commercial-free, now has commercial plugs for products to help finance many of their shows because they don't get enough public support and money from the government. So in America, everybody's doing it. I just spoke recently to some doctors from Thailand, and in Thailand, where they're still in the infancy in terms of developing a lot of program and children's programming and so on, they don't permit advertising to children either on television shows because they feel, again, it's exploitive. You know that children don't recognize or do not know what an advertisement is until they're about 8 years old.
So what's the impact of that, inability to distinguish?
When they see something on television, they believe what the people are saying. If the people say, listen, eat this candy bar and it's going to make you jump up and down and be happy, they trust what the people are saying. They don't have the notion of persuasive intent. They know nothing about deception or there may be deception or misleading statements made. They believe what they hear. And that's why they can nag their parents. If the TV says, listen, you should go have that toy and that meal and it's going to be good for you and you're going to be happy and satisfied, then the kid wants the parent to do what's good for them and actually will get upset with their parents because they'll feel, well, listen, the TV says this is good for me, and if you're a good mommy or a good daddy, you would get this for me. You see what I mean?
Absolutely.
And parents sometimes reluctantly admit, many parents admit it to me, that, you know, sometimes they just give in. Or the kids say, hey, let's on the way home, let's stop by so-and-so and get this or get that. And they give in to it when they know they shouldn't be. But part of the problem is, you know, so many parents are busy working all the time that sometimes they buy their kids things to make up for not spending time with them. You see what I mean?
Well,
so this is a way of showing love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure you've been in supermarkets and seen kids have tantrums or fights at the checkout counter.
I've been with a couple of children that have done things like that,
right.
and there's a lot of pressure.
There's a lot of pressure to buy them candy. The kids see it advertised, and they say they want this candy, and they even put the candy low down
mm-hmm.
where the kids can reach it. And at the counter, you see a lot of squabbles with the children, and sometimes, unfortunately, you see some parents clobber their kids, and the kids have temper tantrums right there in the supermarket over issues of what I can buy and what I should have, and I want this, and demanding it, and so on.
Doctor, if I can just interrupt for one second, have you ever sat down with parents and just the two of you or the four or whatever group and watch children's television just from the perspective of the extraordinary amount of commercialism that's in it? I was watching it the other day without any kids around by myself, and it is breathtaking.
It's breathtaking. They'll have so many advertisements on, you know, one half an hour of a children's TV show. It's extraordinary that everyone wants a piece of the action. And that's a real problem. I think one of the problems with exposure to TV, and even now with the Internet, particularly TV, is the amount of marketing that goes on. And it's hard to screen children from a lot of advertising they see.
Well, and in a lot of respects, the advertising and the programming is seamless. I mean, you can barely distinguish between where the cartoon ends and the commercial begins.
That's right, particularly if they're marketing the characters or marketing items from the show in toy stores, right, where you're going to go buy the characters on the TV show. They make a tremendous amount of money that way. And also in licensing these characters to different corporations to sell things to children.
And we are talking to Dr. Alvin F. Poussin, psychiatrist, director of the Medical Center at the Judge Baker Children's Center at Harvard Medical School. He's joining us from Boston, Massachusetts. This is Mondays at 9. And Dr. Poussin, when we come back, I would like to talk about what organizations are out there, what efforts are out there, what information is out there for parents and people that want to find out a way to challenge this. I'm Liz Brown. This is Mondays at 9. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Pleasure to welcome to Sports Overdrive JoJo White.
Not only from a player standpoint, but from a fan standpoint, I think it was handled very, very poorly. And in terms of the NBA, I didn't think the fines were extensive enough.
We welcome Mike Lee.
You know, there's a responsibility that comes with the position of having the luxury of playing in the National Hockey League. That's not there in the game anymore. And it's not a negative. It's just the evolution of society and hockey to a certain extent.
Sports Overdrive, weeknights from 7 to 8. On Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Beijing. Two weekend tragedies in China have killed over 100 people. On Friday, a flash flood hit a village in a remote northeastern province. 87 children died when the water swept away a school. Another dozen villagers were also killed. Over 300 students and teachers were in that school at that time. And in a southern province not far from Hong Kong, 31 people perished when a fire broke out on the top three floors of a four-story hotel. That fire took place on Saturday. And Dateline Jerusalem. A former head of the Israeli intelligence agency says plans have already been drafted to ensure the United States keeps a large presence in the Mideast for several decades. Ephraim Hawley says America will do whatever it's required to do to stay in the region for as long as needed. One measure being designed is an American trusteeship for the areas to be run by the Palestinian Authority. Hawley says the U.S. will have no choice but to bring back the draft to make sure it has enough forces to deal with situations that will continue to play out, as the bringing of democracy to the Middle East will cause further destabilization in the region and could produce violent revolutions to break out, and most likely that could start in Saudi Arabia. Hawley says all that is needed is to look at how long America kept a presence in Europe after World War II. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call
The Party Line with Steve Franklin, Monday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon.
Family time. A time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerangs. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head. And then the tube ride, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown, where we take a closer look at issues and people shaping our world. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back to this edition of Mondays at 9. I am talking to Dr. Alvin F. Poussin, psychiatrist, director of the Medical Center at the Judge Baker's Children's Center at Harvard Medical School. He's joining us from Boston, Massachusetts. Dr. Poussin, welcome back.
Thank you.
We're talking about the effect and the impact of HBO's Classical Baby. And let me ask you this question. Are television's networks or stations in different states, are they responding to this? Is everybody anxious to show Classical Baby?
Well, I don't know what the ratings are. It got a very big push and got a lot of publicity when it came on air a number of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't checked the recent ratings to see how well it's doing.
Are there some stations out there that didn't?
But I'm sure that they're being kept somewhere. I have not seen them in the newspapers and so on.
Are there some people that didn't show it? Are there some networks that said that they weren't going to show
on
it?
HBO? Not that I heard of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know that there's been concerns and there's been complaints, but no, I don't think they would probably have much to. That is, if it's HBO. I don't think that locally that they can probably eliminate it or not show it.
Mm-hmm.
It's cable.
There you go.
It's premium cable, mm-hmm. So it's not like a network show where you get protests or a local station, like say on some PBS local stations, can decide not to show a program that's on national PBS in their market. You see what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because they object to the show, which happened recently with a particular show. But that option's not there, I think, for HBO. It's a premium channel.
So with regard to how other people within the medical field, psychiatrists like yourself, are there people that are articulating a concern about this, the amount of commercialization that is directed towards our children?
Yes, there are. There's the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry is very concerned about it.
Did they weigh in on this HBO baby piece?
Yeah, yes, they did. Dr. Michael Brody, who heads their television and media committee of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, objected to the program, as did the chairman of the Children's Hospital Psychiatry Department in Boston, and also the director of the media program at Children's Hospital, professors in adolescent medicine, child and adolescent medicine, objected to the program as well. And then there's a group called the Campaign for Commercial Free Childhood, which is on the web, www.commercialfreechildhood.org, where there are a lot of links to other national organizations that collaborate with the Campaign for Commercial Free Childhood to work on this type of commercial exploitation of children.
And it's not just the commercialization of HBO Classical Baby.
No.
But also, I mean, we haven't even begun to have a discussion about the violence that the children are seeing as well, and that and the impact of that.
Absolutely. The cartoons are filled with violence directed at kids, and they still see a lot of violence all over TV and now, of course, in video games.
Well, and as a psychiatrist, what can you tell us about the impact of violence, of watching violent cartoons, of watching a lot of violence on television? People would say, well, I grew up watching Bugs Bunny kill the Roadrunner 50 million times. I watched the Three Stooges, and they didn't exactly mediate their disputes. What's different?
Well, the violence is much more graphic now. I think all the studies that have been done, and there have been thousands of studies, I think the weight of evidence is that watching a lot of violence on television encourages children to be more aggressive, and likely leads invulnerable children to imitate some of the violence even in their own life because they see it so regularly on TV.
What's a vulnerable child? What do you mean by that?
Well, a vulnerable child, let's say you have a child who's already angry for some reason, right?
Okay.
And then they're watching a lot of violence and maybe getting a kick out of the violence. They may want to imitate that with other children or other things in their environment. So you have to be very careful because of that and that kind of exposure. Also, the children, after watching so much violence on TV and in the movies, feel that that's a preferred method for resolving conflicts. That's why we have, I think, one reason we have so much violence in society, and particularly among young people, they're resolving their conflicts and problems by beating each other, hitting each other, shooting each other. We kind of live in a culture where there's an atmosphere of violence continually, and it's even glamorized. It gets sickening when you go to movies and you see a lot of violence, someone's head is chopped off, and the kids laugh like it's a joke.
Well,
you know,
and
they see it as fun for people to be slaughtered.
And it's not just television, it's not just movies, it's not just videos, it's also video games.
It's also video games. Some of them are absolutely horrendous. Some of the video games that even if they put on it for a mature audience, the young kids get it, the teenagers get it, and a lot of it is extremely violent. It's misogynist, anti-woman. It's also, a lot of it is racist.
And classist. And there's a lot of class stuff in there as well.
Oh yes. It's like kind of the thug image.
Exactly.
For a lot of the minority kids, the black kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it perpetuates those images of them. And then it glamorizes these very violent lifestyles. The other thing that really gives me the creeps is that a lot of these games, you're rewarded for how many people you kill.
Mm-hmm. That's
right?
How you win the game.
That's how you win points.
Mm-hmm.
Some they said that they were using some of these types of videos to train combat soldiers in the army.
Mm.
In terms of getting them used to the idea of violence and winning points for killing people, getting them in the mood to kill.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
do you think that parents out there really have a clue about how violent some of these videos
well,
are?
Well, I think often the parents don't monitor. You know, they don't monitor what their children are watching on TV, and some of them are irresponsible in taking their young children, 5 and 6 years old, to R-rated movies.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it myself.
Why are you bringing a 5-year-old kid into this R-rated movie mm-hmm. with all this violence in it?
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to be oblivious to the kind of impact and even trauma that watching this type of violence is doing to their children. And then, of course, there's violence also in the community, in the home. That's a whole other subject. In the black community, white community too, black community uses a lot of corporal punishment on kids. A lot of beatings for misbehavior.
And don't we also have to factor in that our babies are also plenty medicated? I mean, there's a lot of Ritalin. There's a lot of drugs in our children as well.
Well, see, that's a problem. We got two problems there with children. Some children are not diagnosed properly.
And then there are they're misdiagnosed.
And there's some children who are undiagnosed who do have something like attention deficit disorder, which
right.
does respond to drugs like Ritalin.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Absolutely. So, and that's another conversation, Doctor.
That's right.
We have come to the end of the show. I do want to thank you so much for joining us on Mondays at 9, Dr. Alvin Poussin, psychiatrist, director of the Medical Center at the Judge Baker Children's Center at Harvard Medical School. Thank you so much.
Good. Well, thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, brother.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. The Senate seldom says it's sorry, but it's expected to make amends today for failing to pass anti-lynching legislation.
This is an apology that the Senate is making on behalf of itself to the American people and to the victims for acknowledging the Senate's particularly unique role in this.
Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu, the Senate's holding itself accountable for its unwillingness for decades.